弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
在餐厅里面吃饭的时候，我看见最后食物好像不太够。
When we were dining in the cafeteria, I saw that at the end it seems as the food have been run out.
我看好几位弟兄去拿的时候挑来挑去没有可吃的。
And I see that some brethren at the end were trying to pick out some food that can be edible.
我心里很同情他们。
And I have a lot of sympathy for them.
但是我想提醒他们明天就回家了。
But I just want to remind them we'll be heading home tomorrow.
那旧金山有很多好吃的东西。
And there are much good food in San Francisco.
I look forward to that as well. 我们到了聚会最后的一个晚上。
As we come to the last evening of the conference,
我愿意借这个机会谢谢弟兄姊妹们的接待。
I want to use this opportunity to thank brethren for your receiving me.
谢谢各位对我们的关心，我们的照顾。
And thank everyone for your care and your watch over us.
实在是主的恩典，让我们能够一同相聚。
And it is truly the Lord's grace that we can gather together.
特别在新年起头的时候，
especially at the beginning of the new year.
再一次的温习，
that once again we can all review.
也盼望更准确地知道我们前面当走的道路，
and also to know even more accurately the path that we ought to head on.
刚才唱的这首诗歌，
this hymn we just sang.
末后一节说，主，求你将圣灵来充满我。
The last stanza says, Now fill me with thy spirit now, Lord.
充满每一个已经奉献的心田。
Hearts that fully surrender know.
愿这活水的江河充满从我里面奔流出来。
That the streams of living water may from the inner man flow.
这实在是我们心中继续的祷告。
Indeed, this is our continual prayer in our hearts.
恳求主晚上继续对我们说。
We look to the Lord to continue to speak to us this evening.
也使这圣灵的江河继续从我们中间流出去。
So that the Spirit within us would flow forth from us as streams of living water.
请我们低头再有一点祷告。
Let's bow our head for a further word of prayer.
主，这首诗歌实在是我们的祷告。
Lord, indeed, this hymn is our prayer.
我们将我们自己都奉献在主的面前。
And we do commit ourselves and surrender ourselves in thy presence.
恳求你借圣灵将我们充满。
And we pray, Lord, earnestly that you will fill us with thy spirit.
让这活水的江河从我们流露出去。
So that the streams of living water may flow freely from the inner man.
从聚会里面流露出去。
That it would flow forth from this meeting.
来彰显你自己，来荣耀你自己。
That it may manifest and glorify yourself.
晚上我们一同在等候在主的脚前。
And this evening we await together at thy feet.
恭敬的求主继续说话。
Respectfully, Lord, we look to thee to continue to speak.
在新年里面，我们若有什么需要调整的。
In this new year, if there are any adjustments that we would need to make.
或者主在我们中间有什么新的起头。
Oh, Lord, that you would have a new beginning in us.
我们恳求主借你自己的话对我们人人说明。
Lord, earnestly we seek you to speak to us very clearly from thy word.
巴不得在新年里面。
May it be in this new year.
主使我们每一个人每一个家一天新似一天。
That each one of us individually and each of our households would be renewed day by day.
让每一个聚会都成为更明亮的见证。
That each meeting place would be even more an evident channel of your testimony.
在凡事上更多得着主的喜悦。
That in all things we would be even more pleasing to you.
让你在我们当中得着更大的荣耀。
So that you may be even more glorified in our midst.
我们把下面的时间恭敬地仰望主。
We respectfully place the following time into thy hand.
求圣灵在我们心中所翻译的工作。
Lord, may the Spirit do the translating work in our heart.
让我们真知道也明白主的心意。
So that we may truly know thy desire, Lord.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
你这样的爱我们。
And thou have loved us.
把我们带到这山上来。
And you have gathered us together on this mountain.
安安静静的。
And that we can have a quiet time.
在这个年岁转移的时候。
And as for the changing of the year.
一同来思想主你自己。
That together we can consider thee, Lord.
我们赞美你。
We praise thee.
感谢赞美，奉主耶稣的名祷告。
We pray and give thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus.
好。我们还是要回到创世纪第二章。
We still want to return to Genesis chapter 2.
我们再看第十节到十四节。
We want to look from verse 10 to verse 14.
创世纪第二章第十节。
Genesis chapter 2, verse 10 through 14.
有何从伊甸流出来，滋润那园子，从那里分为四道。
And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from there was parted and became into four streams.
第一道名叫比顺，就是环绕哈菲拉全地的，在那里有金子。
The name of the first is Pishon, that is it which compasses the whole land of Hafila where there is gold.
并且那地的金子是好的，在那里又有珍珠和红玛瑙。
And the gold of that land is good. There is pearls and the onyx stone.
第二道河名叫基逊，就是环绕古时全地的。
And the name of the second river is Gihon. The same is it that compassed the whole land of Ethiopia.
第三道河名叫西底节，流在亚述的东边。第四道河就是幼发拉底。
And the name of the third river is Hiddekel, that is it which goeth toward the east of Assyria, and the fourth river is Euphrates.
诗篇第四十六篇。
Psalm 46.
诗篇四十六篇。
The 46th Psalm.
第四节。
Verse 4.
有一道河。这河的分岔使神的城欢喜，这城就是至高者居住的圣所。
There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High.
神在其中，城必不摇动摇。到天一亮，神必帮助这城。
God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early.
好，我们圣经先看这么多。
That will be all the passages we'll look at right now.
我们在说到这一条河。
When we speak of this river,
这条河从伊甸出来滋润那园子。
This river flowed out of garden to water the garden.
使树的生命能够得到维持。
So it will sustain the life of the tree.
使树能够结出果子来。
So that the tree can bear forth fruit.
悦人眼目，好做食物。
That they would be pleasant to the eyes and good for food.
让园中的那个人能够得着维持。
So the man in the garden would be sustained.
当我们继续往前面看。
As we continue forward.
就发觉这一棵树流到是历代历史历代历世历代以来流到那些喜慕喜爱神话语的人那里。
We share that as this river continues to flow forth, it will flow unto those who delight in the law of the Lord.
像这些人好像树栽在溪水旁。
And such individuals would be as trees planted by streams of water.
因为栽在溪水旁，根向下扎下去。
That is, as they are planted by streams of water, their roots would take downward.
得着这溪流的滋润。
So that they would receive the nourishment of the flow of the river.
就往上能够结果子。
That they are able to bear fruit upward.
结果他们的叶子不枯干，暂时结果子。
Their leaves would not fade, and they will bear forth fruit in its season.
这样的人他们就有了路。
And that such individuals would have a way.
主也因他自己的名领导他们走义路。
And for the name of the Lord's sake, he would lead them on the way of righteousness.
当神得着这样的人一个一个的。
And when God is able to gain individuals like this one by one,
他也借着这河将他们圈在一起，让他们成为义人的会。
Through this river, he would gather them together as the congregation of the righteous.
这样的工作一直做到圣经结束的地方。
Such work is continually at work even at the end of the scriptures.
是分岔出去的河。
And this is the river that has been parted.
汇聚成一条河。
And they will be gathered together as one river.
那时候我们看见园子已经变成了新城耶路撒冷。
At that time we see the garden now has changed into the new city, the new Jerusalem.
是分岔的河就变成了一条河。
The river that was parted now has been gathered as one river.
那个河成为生命水的河。
And that river is the river of life.
在这边那边都有生命树。
And on either side of this river, there is the tree of life.
按时结果子。
That will bear us fruit in his season.
这样子就被带进永世里面。
Then this is how we are led into eternity.
整本圣经的故事都关乎这条河。
And the entire story of the Bible it tells us of this river.
我们已经说了这条河就是圣灵的河。
We have already mentioned this river is the river of the Spirit.
打开圣经从创世纪第一章里面。
Even as we open the Bible to Genesis chapter 1.
我们就看见神的灵在那里工作。
We can see the Spirit of God at work there.
请麦弟兄给我们第一章的图片。
We ask for the first slide.
创世纪第一章第一节说起初神创造天地。
It tells us Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
第二节说这地就发生了变化。
Verse 2 tells us there was something that happened to the land.
地被败坏了。
The land became corrupt.
变得空虚混沌湮灭黑暗。
It became formless and void and it was covered in darkness.
一个圣经开头我们发觉神创造以后神的灵就运行在这败坏的水面上。
After the creation, we see that God hovered over, the Spirit of God hovered over this corrupt land.
这个运行这个字的意思英文翻得很好就是 hover, 就是像那个大鸟张开翅膀在那里巡游。
And the English translation is very good that the Spirit was over the darkness of the land was that it hovered, He hovered over the land as the wings of the bird has been spread upon.
但是因为是空虚的因为是黑暗的因为是汹涌的因为是狂乱的所以是神的灵像鸟一样寻不得一个落脚的地方。
It is that the Spirit of God as the bird would have no place to set to land because the land now has been formless and void and dark and fierce and corrupt.
于是神的灵就开始工作。
And therefore the Spirit of God begins his work.
第一件事情就把水给治好了。
And first he healed the water.
然后接着把水聚在一处成为海。
And then he gathered the waters into the sea.
海聚在一处的时候旱地就露出来。
And when the waters were gathered in one place, then the land appeared.
旱地露出来有一处有一个园子。
And when the land appeared, there was a garden.
在园子里面就有了河。
In the garden then, there was a river.
所以我们看见起初就是神的灵在那里工作。
Therefore, we see at the beginning of the Spirit of God working.
这工作就关乎这些水关乎这些河。
This work begins to do, work with the waters and the river.
然后这工作要一直做一直做。
This work will continue to be at work.
一直做到末后启示录的二十二章。
And continue to work even at the end of Revelation 22.
我们前两天已经读过二十二章的十七节。
And a few days ago, we already read Revelation 22 verse 17.
这里话这样说。
And there it reads.
圣灵和心腹都说来，听见的人也该说来，口渴的人也当来，愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。
There it reads, And the Spirit and the bride say, Come, and let him that heareth say, Come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely.
起先的水是不能喝的。
Before you cannot drink of the water.
圣灵就治这条水。
The Spirit healed the water.
一直做做到末后的时候。
And as he continues to work to the end.
圣灵把水的问题解决了。
The Spirit has taken care of the issue, the problem with the water.
把生命的水供应出来了。
And now he has given the water of life for provision.
圣灵就发出这个伟大的呼召。
Then the Spirit has this great calling.
要人到那来喝生命的水。
That man would come and drink this water of life.
所以在这圣经结束的时候。
Therefore at the end of the Bible.
有这三重的呼召。
There is this three callings.
愿意的都来。
Those who are willing, come.
听见的都来。
Those who heareth, come.
口渴的都来
Those who are thirst, come,
来喝这生命的水
to come and drink of this water of life.
但我们发觉在这幕后的呼召里面
We discover at the end here in this calling
那是圣灵和心腹一同在这里呼召
That is the Spirit and the Bride calling together.
开始做是神的灵单独在那里做
At the beginning, it was the Spirit himself who was at work.
幕后的时候是圣灵和心腹一同在见证
At the end, it is the Spirit and the Bride both testifying.
我们要问一个问题
Then we must ask a question.
会不会整本的圣经圣灵所做的原来是要预备这心腹
Would it be that all the work of the Spirit throughout the scriptures is to prepare this bride?
让这心腹能够与他一同做见证呢
So that this bride would bear testimony together with him.
我们问一个问题，圣灵起初寻不得安落脚的地方。
We ask this question, at the beginning the Spirit could not have a place to land.
现在圣灵说最后的话。
Now the Spirit speaks his last word.
心腹在哪里？
And the bride is there.
他是不是在心腹里面寻得一个居所呢？
Would it be that he has found an abode in the bride?
第一个问题的答案是很明显的。
The first answer is very evident.
启示录十九章的第七节。
In Revelation chapter 19 verse 7,
所以说羔羊婚宴的时候到了。
It said it is time now for the supper marriage of the Lamb.
因为新妇已经预备好了。
Because now the bride has been adorned herself ready.
从创世纪一直到创世纪的十九章。
From Genesis to Revelation chapter 19.
才说新妇预备好了。
Now it says now the bride has made herself ready.
这新妇就是羔羊的妻子。
And this bride is the wife of the Lamb.
当那个预备好的时候。
And now when she is prepared.
她穿着光明洁白的细麻衣。
She has the fine bright linen.
准备进入婚宴与基督联合。
She is to enter into this marriage supper to be united with Christ.
接着下面天上的征战就发生了。
And then we can see then there is the battle in heaven.
接着敌基督和假先知就被打倒了。
And we can see the Antichrist and the false prophet are defeated.
接着看见国度就显明了。
And we can see that the kingdom is revealed.
只有看撒旦就被打败了。
And we can see Satan is defeated.
看见白色大宝座最后的审判就显出来。
And lastly, we see the judgment of the great white throne.
然后新圣耶路撒冷就降下来。
And the new Jerusalem will descend.
圣经就结束了。
And the Bible ends.
所以我们现在知道这新妇羔羊的妻实在是整本圣经要预备的。
Therefore, now we see the bride, the wife of the Lamb, is in preparation throughout the Bible.
第二个问题，圣灵寻不得起初寻不得落脚的地方。
The second question was the Spirit at the beginning could not find a place to rest.
没有一个地方可以住，能够安息。
There is no place for rest for abode.
于是他继续就开始做他的工作。
Therefore, he continues to begin and continues to do his work.
到末后，当圣灵和新妇一同说话的时候。
At the end, when the Spirit and the bride both speak.
我们发觉神在新妇里面寻得的居所。
We discover God has found a habitation in the bride.
以弗所书第五章已经告诉我们。
In Ephesians chapter 5, it already told us.
羔羊的妻子就是基督的教会。
That the lamb, the bride, the wife of the lamb is the church.
在那同一卷书里面。
In the same Bible, in the book.
第二章告诉我们。
Chapter 2 tells us.
我们这些人成为神家里的人。
And we have become made household of God.
神把我们建造起来。
And he has built us up.
让我们慢慢地长大成人。
So that we can gradually grow unto a man.
让我们在真道上合而为一。
So that in the unity of the faith.
让我们认识神的儿子。
So that we come to the unity of the faith of the Son of God.
让我们满有基督长成的身量。
So that we can grow to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
这样子我们成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
Therefore, then we become the spiritual habitation of God.Through the Spirit.
啊，原来教会就是新妇。
That is the church is the bride.
在末了的时候，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
And that is that we become the habitation of God through the Spirit.
起初那寻不得落脚地方的神的灵。
At the beginning, when the Spirit of God could not find a place to rest.
现在能够居住在新妇的里面。
Now he is able to find abode in the bride.
原来整本圣经的故事就是这样。
And that is the entire story of the Bible.
到了末后的时候，神心意得着满足了。
And the end, God's heart is satisfied.
永世开始了。
And eternity begins.
让我们这些人就这样进到永远里面去。
And this is how we enter into eternity.
那么这一切的工作从哪里开始呢？
Now where does all this work begin?
我们就看见创世纪第二章里面那条河。
Now we see the river in Genesis chapter 2.
我们已经说过那条河是分叉的河。
We already mentioned this river will be parted.
从伊甸出来
，It will flow forth from Eden.
分为四道或者是四支。
It has parted into four streams.
第一条叫做比逊。
The first one is Pishon.
什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
有没有哪位记得
？Anyone remember?
赶快回去翻笔记看看。
Now you can turn to your notebook.
比逊的意思就是白白涌流。
Pishon means freely flowing.
第二条叫做基逊。
The second one is Gihon.
叫做众水齐发。
And that is breaking forth, the waters breaking forth.
第三叫做西底节。
The third one is Hideko.
它的意思就是勇猛有力。
And that is, it's a rapid flow.
第四叫做伯拉或者幼发拉底河。
The last one is Euphrates.
它的意思就是甜美肥沃。
And that means the sweet and fruitful and fertile.
我们看见圣灵就做这样的工作。
We see that is the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以昨天晚上我们已经说明了。
Yesterday we already spoke.
圣灵怎么样对我们每一个人身上工作。
That is how the Holy Spirit works upon each one of us.
怎么样白白的做。
How he works freely upon us.
怎么样丰富的做。
How he works abundantly upon us.
怎么样带着能力做。
How he works with power.
他何等肥美的做。
And how he works to make us fruitful.
我们实在感谢赞美神。
Indeed, we praise and thank God.
他的救恩是这样的美丽。
And this is how beautiful his salvation is.
也在我们身上产生这样荣美的结果。
And this is the glorious result it will bring about.
那么今天晚上我们要看一看。
Now this evening we want to see.
圣灵怎么样在教会里面工作。
How the Holy Spirit works in the church.
因为我们谈到这新妇的问题。
That's because when we speak of the bride.
那么新妇的问题我们不能不到使徒行传里面去。
When we look into the bride, we must go back to Acts.
因为在那里说到教会的故事。
There it tells us the story of the church.
所以晚上我们要看一看这条河。
Therefore, this evening we want to see this river.
怎么样在一世纪的时候流到使徒行传里面。
How in the first century it flows into the book of Acts.
在那个地方分叉。
There it is parted.
因为诗篇四十六篇这样说。
Because Psalm 46 tells us.
有一条河。
There is this river.
说这条河在那里分叉。
This river is parted.
当它一分叉的时候。
When he is parted.
让神的城欢喜。
Then it has made the city of God glad.
下面接着解释说。
And then the next verse says.
神的城就是至高的神所居住的圣所。
And the city of God is the place of his habitation of the Most High.
神在其中。
And God is in the midst of her.
这是神的家。
That is the abode of God.
就是教会。
And that's the church.
所以我们看教会的发展。
When we see the development of the church,
就关乎这条河在那里分叉。
We can see the river being parted there.
每到某一个时代，
in each generation,
在某一个地方，
in each location,
得着了一般的义人，
he gains a group of righteous people.
神又分支分出去，
and God continues to part.
就让这些人得着一个聚会，
so that these individuals can gain a congregation.
在那里成为神的见证。
There they become a witness of God.
一发觉有这样的一个情形，
and when we discover the situation,
就分支分出去的时候。
And the river continues to part.
所以说神的城就是教会欢喜。
Then we see the city of God, that is the church, there is gladness.
因为神居住在这城中。
Because God dwells in her midst.
这样的发展一直不会动摇。
She shall not be moved.
因为神在其中。
Because God is in the midst of her.
圣灵的水就这样一直往前面流出去。
And this is how the river of the Spirit continues to flow forth.
那么每一个分叉就是说到圣灵在那里开一个新的头。
Now, as the rivers parted, there is a new beginning by the Spirit.
那晚上我们要看一看，来找几个头。
This evening, we want to see the beginning at the beginning.
当我这样子读《使徒行传》的时候
，When I read Acts in this way,
你猜我找到几个头啊
？How many heads can you find an axe?
头这条河在前面第一《创世纪》第二章说有四个分叉。
And in Genesis chapter 2, it says that the river was parted into four heads.
我发觉在使徒行传我去找的时候找到四个头。
And when I'm in the book of Acts, I see there are four heads, four streams.
我们一起来看一下。
Let us look at it together.
下一张图片。
The next slide.
我们首先请看路加福音二十四章。
Let us first look at Luke chapter 24.
路加福音二十四章。
The Gospel recorded by Luke chapter 24.
我们看四十六节和四十七节。
We'll read first 46 and 47.
四十八节。
48.
四十六节，主耶稣对门徒说，又对门徒说，照经上所写的，基督必受害，第三日从死里复活。
And Jesus said unto his disciples, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day.
并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起直传到万邦，你们就是这些事的见证。
And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem, And ye are witnesses of these things.
在这里主复活了。
Here the Lord is risen.
他向门徒们显现。
He reveals himself to the disciples.
他 他开他们的心窍。
He opens their heart.
使他们能够明白神的话。
So that they're able to understand the word of God.
然后把心上所应许的对他们说。
And then, according to it was promised in the scripture says to them.
那是根据圣经的应许，基督受害，第三日从死里复活。
Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day.
那下面说，你们是这些事的见证。
At the end it says, you are witnesses of these things.
你们要出去为这样的事做见证。
And you shall bear testimony of these things to go forth.
你们要奉主的名传悔改赦罪的道。
You shall preach in His name that repentance and remission of sins.
请问下面从哪里开始？
As we read on, where does it begin?
从哪里开始？
Where does it begin?
弟兄姊妹看到了从哪里开始？
Brothers and sisters, you see where does it begin?
耶路撒冷。
At Jerusalem.
请我们知道耶路撒冷很自然是第一个头。
We see then very naturally Jerusalem is the first head as it is parted.
好，我们进入到使徒行传第一章。
Now we go into Acts chapter 1.
第八节。
Verse 8.
门徒们问到以色列被复兴的事。
When the disciples asked about the revival of Israel,
主就把他们的注意力转回来。
The Lord turns their focus back again.
转回到主的见证的问题。
And to turn them back to focus on the witness, the testimony of the Lord.
主在第八节对门徒这样说。
Verse 8, the Lord says to his disciples,
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，做我的见证。要在耶路撒冷、犹大全地、撒玛利亚直到地极。
But you shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth.
所以《使徒行传》是接着《路加福音》24章写下来的。
Therefore, the book of Acts is written following the chapter 24 in Luke.
Luke.路加他写了路加福音，也写了使徒行传。
Luke both was the one who penned the book of Luke and the book of Acts.
使徒行传开头他说提阿非罗啊，我已经做了前书。
And then first one it tells us that to Theophilus, he already wrote to him before.
论到耶稣开头一切所行所教训的。
The former which I have made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach.
那就是使徒行，那就是路加福音。
And that refers to the gospel recorded by Luke.
在路加福音末了，他这样说。
At the end of Luke, he says,
人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷开始。
That they must preach in his name that repentance and the remission of sins starting in Jerusalem.
第八节又说圣灵降临的时候你们就要从耶路撒冷起去做我的见证。
Verse 8 in Acts it says, when this, you shall receive the Holy Spirit, you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem.
所以我想我们没有问题，耶路撒冷是第一个起头。
So that answers our questions. The first head is Jerusalem.
所以当圣灵的河流进使徒行传的时候。
Therefore, as the river flows into Acts,
第一个分叉就是耶路撒冷。
The first head is Jerusalem.
现在我们到《使徒行传》十一章。
Now we turn to Acts chapter 11.
使徒行传第十一章。
Acts chapter 11.
我们读二十六节。
We read verse 26.
二十五节，巴拿巴往大树去找扫罗，找着了就带他到安提阿去。他们足有一年的功夫和教会一同聚集，教训了许多人。门徒称为基督徒，是从安提阿起手。
Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus for to seek Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church.And taught much people, and the disciples were Christians first in Antioch.
我等一下我们会说一下安提阿的教会。
Later on, we'll speak somewhat on the church in Antioch.
那这里告诉我们说安提阿教会是一个头。
Here it tells us another beginning in Antioch.
因为这里说门徒被称为基督徒是从安提阿起头。
For it tells us, for the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch.
所以我们看见圣灵的水流到使徒行传第十一章。
Therefore, we see the river of the Spirit flowing into Acts chapter 11.
因为门徒们四散出去。
Because the disciples were scattered.
圣灵的水得着一般的人。
And the river of the Spirit gains a congregation.
在安提阿就有了一个聚会。
And there is a congregation in Antioch.
他们被称为基督徒是从安提阿开始的。
And they were called Christians first in Antioch.
所以安提阿是一个起头。
Therefore, we can see a beginning in Antioch.
下面我们到了第十六章。
And if we turn to chapter 16.
请看十六章的第十二节。
If we look at verse 12 in chapter 16.
我们知道这里保罗从亚洲到了欧洲。
And we know here that Paul has gone from Asia into Europe.
从特罗亚到了马其顿。
And from Troas he has gone to Macedonia.
我们看十二节。
And we read verse 12.
十六章第十二节。
Acts chapter 16 verse 12.
从那里来到腓立比，就是马其顿这一方的头一个城，也是罗马的住房城。我们在这城里住了几天。
And from there to Philippi, which is the chief city of that part of Macedonia and a colony, and we were in that city abiding certain days.
所以保罗他来到了欧洲。
Now Paul has come to Europe.
从特罗亚开船。
And he began set sail from Troas.
经过了几个地方。
He went to several locations.
他脚不提，马不停蹄。
And he without stopping.
坐船了，不是骑马。
Now they're not on a horse, yeah, but on a boat.
但是继续就来到腓立比这个城。
He arrived in the city Philippi.
这里说是马其顿这一方的头一个城。
It says this is the chief city,
or first city.
The first city,
也就是罗马的一个住房城。
And also a colony.
所以他们从亚洲到了欧洲。
Therefore, from Asia, they are in Europe.
在这里说腓立比是第一个城。
Here it says that Philippi was the first city.
所以我们知道在腓立比又是一个新的起头。
Therefore, we see there's another beginning, new beginning here in Philippi.
我们读第十七章。
Chapter 17.
保罗和希拉到了帖撒罗尼迦。
And now Paul and Silas has come to Thessalonica.
第四节这样说。
Verse 4 there it says,
在会堂里面那些人当中
In the midst of the synagogue,
他们中间有些人听了劝就服从保罗和希拉并有许多虔敬的希利尼人尊贵的妇女也不少
And some of them believed and consorted with Paul and Silas and of the devout Greeks a great multitude and of the chief women not a few.
所以保罗和希拉来到帖撒罗尼迦这个马其顿的大城。
Therefore, they come to this great city of Macedonia in Thessalonica.
他去到会堂里面为主做见证。
They went to the synagogue to bear testimony for the Lord.
在做见证的过程中间就有许多人归附了保罗和希拉。
In the midst of their testimony, many consorted to Paul and Silas.
其中有虔敬的希腊人和尊贵的妇女。
In the midst of them, there are devout Greeks and also chief women.
得着这些的人。
That they gained these individuals.
圣灵的河在这里就起了一个头。
Here we can see the river of the Spirit has another beginning.
起了一个什么头呢？
What is that beginning?
我们来看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》的第一章第七节。
If we look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 7,
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章的第七节。
First Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 7.
第七节说到帖撒罗尼迦的教会。
Verse 7 speaks of the church and Thessalonica.
甚至你们做了马其顿和亚该亚所有相信之人的榜样。
So that you were examples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia.
他们成了榜样。
They have become examples.
他们做榜样的人就是在前面的人。
And those who are examples are the previous ones we read.
做榜样的人在前面带头的人。
And they are those who are leaders ahead to be the examples.
我们看见帖撒罗尼迦是另外的一个头。
Therefore, we can see Thessalonica is yet another head.
所以当我读《使徒行传》
Therefore, when I read the book of Acts,
到底这条河流的《使徒行传》这卷书
this river flows unto the book of Acts.
就是找到这四个头。
And found these four heads.
第一个头就是耶路撒冷。
The first head being at Jerusalem.
第二个头就是安提阿。
The second one at Antioch.
第三个分叉就是腓立比。
The third one was Philippi.
第四个分叉就是帖撒罗尼迦。
And the fourth one is Thessalonica.
晚上我们花一点时间来看看这四个聚会。
This evening we want to spend some time to look at these four congregations.
我们就会发觉。
Then we'll discover.
是第一个耶路撒冷的教会。
We can see the assembly at Jerusalem.
就是那第一条比逊 的分支,
that it is the first river that was part of Pishon.
那个是白白的,
that is freely.
第二个, Antioch是那个基训,
and that is the second assembly at Antioch, that is Gihon.
他们是丰富的,
they are abundant.
第三个,
the third one at Philippi is with power.
第四个, 肥美而甜美的,
the fourth one at Thessalonica, sweet and fertile, fruitful. We have limited time. We will very simply and in a condensed way to introduce these assemblies to brothers and sisters.
看见圣灵在那里分叉,
we can see the Spirit parted there
把这些头起来,
and has these new beginnings there.
在他们身上显明圣灵工作的那一 某一个特点,
it reveals to us a spiritual characteristic of the work of the Spirit.
因为是一个新的起头,
because this is a new beginning.
所以就在他们的中间有一些特征是我们学习的,
so there are some special unique characteristics we ought to learn.
那我们从耶路撒冷教会可以学到什么呢?
Now what can we learn from the church at Jerusalem?
请我们看下一张的图片。
Let us look at the next slide.
耶路撒冷的教会是天底下的第一个家。
And that is the first home under heaven.
教会开始了,
the church has begun.
教会是神的家,
the church is the house of God.
开始的时候却从耶路撒冷开始,
it began at Jerusalem.
我们弟兄姊妹有没有读圣经问这个问题?
Now, brothers and sisters, when we read the scriptures, do we ask this question?
为什么要从耶路撒冷开始?
Why must it begin in Jerusalem?
我们想到 当初亚伯拉罕在耶路撒冷的山岩上献上以撒,
and we know that Abraham offered up Isaac on the mountain in Jerusalem.
我们想到大卫在西安的宝藏里面设立他的宝座,
and we know that David set up his throne on Zion.
我们想到所罗门在 奥尔兰的禾场上建造圣殿,
and we know that Solomon built the temple on the threshing floor.
哦，当那个圣殿被建造起来,
and when the temple was built,
那是何等的荣美,
how glorious it was.
神的同在明显的显明在那里,
God's presence was very evidently displayed there.
圣经说圣殿里面充满了神的荣光,
it tells us the temple was filled with the Shekinah glory.
那服侍的祭司们都不能够站立,
and the priests who served could not stand.
在人历史上果然像 摩西的会幕一样，神的灵荣耀地充满在所罗门的圣殿里面。
And it was as in the tabernacle of Moses that the glory of God filled the temple.
但是很可惜，以色列人不久就失败了。
But sadly, shortly after, the Israelites failed.
所以在以西结书里面，我们就读到神的荣耀就离开人而去。
In the book of Ezekiel, we see how the glory of God departed from the Israelites.
从耶路撒冷的圣殿到了城墙,
and from the temple in Jerusalem to the city wall,
到了东门,
and to the east gate,
到了橄榄山,
and to the Mount of Olives,
从那里就升到天上去,
and there the Spirit ascended back home in this heaven.
以后神就被称为天上的神,
and then now it is God of the heaven.
这是以后短暂的有一点的恢复,
in the short time there are some short revivals.
圣殿被重新建造起来,
the temple was rebuilt.
城墙被重建起来,
and the city walls were rebuilt.
但是我们读马拉基书,
but when we read the book of Malachi,
我们就看见他们属灵的实际的光景是何等的可惜,
we see the spiritual reality condition they are, how sad it is.
所以有400年的时间, 神
therefore, there was 400 years that God did not speak to them.
神的家也在那里荒凉,
and the house of God was desolate.
因为没有属灵的实际,
because there is no spiritual reality.
人对神没有真正的敬拜,
and man does not have true worship to God.
感谢主耶稣来了,
we thank the Lord. The Lord Jesus came.
他来也来到耶路撒冷,
and he came also to Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷他丧命,
and in Jerusalem, he gave his life.
在哥哥他被钉十字架,
and on Calvary, he was crucified.
第三天他从死里复活,
and he was risen from the dead on the third day.
他让人因此借他的名可以传悔改赦罪的道,
therefore we can preach his name, that repentance for and the remission of sins.
所以当圣灵的河流下来,
therefore when the river of the Spirit flows forth,
就首先在耶路撒冷开始,
it begins first at Jerusalem.
教会是神的家,
the church is the house of God.
耶路撒冷的教会就是天下的第一个家,
and it is the first house under heaven at Jerusalem.
那么这个家有一个秘密, 诀。
Now there is a secret to this house.
这一个秘诀是什么呢？
And what is the secret?
耶路撒冷的教会为什么这么成功呢？
Why was it so successful at the church at Jerusalem?
我们看耶路撒冷的教会，我们就查到四个字。
And when we see the house in Jerusalem, we see four words.
Three words.
Three words in English.
我们发觉这样的一个片语。
We can see this throughout.
We see this phrase.
We see this phrase.
这个片语就是同心合意。
And that is of one accord.
我们看一下《使徒行传》。
Let us look at the book of Acts.
首先我们看第一章。
Chapter 1.
使徒行传第一章第十四节。
Acts chapter 1 verse 14.
十四节
，verse 14，
这些人同着几个妇人和耶稣的母亲玛利亚，并耶稣的弟兄，都同心合意的恒切祷告。
And when these women, these all continue with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren.
我们翻过来到第二章四十六节。
Chapter 2, verse 46.
说到耶路撒冷的教会
It speaks of the church at Jerusalem.
他们天天同心合意恒切地在殿里且在家中擘饼存着欢喜诚实的心用饭
And they continue daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house to eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart.
第四章
Chapter 4
我们看第二十四节
Verse 24
第四章二十四节
Chapter 4, verse 24.
他们听见了就同心合意的高声向神祷告
And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord.
第三十一节
Verse 31.
祷告完了聚会的地方震动他们就都被圣灵充满放胆讲论神的道
And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.And they speak the word of God with boldness.
第五章
Chapter 5.
第十二节
Verse 12.
主借使徒的手在民间行了许多神迹奇事他们都同心合意的在所罗门的廊下
And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they all were with one accord in Solomon's porch.
十四节
Verse 14.
信而归主的人越发增添连男带女非常的多
And believers were the more added to the Lord Multitudes both of men and women
所以在这里我们看见至少有四处提到同心合意
Therefore here we see at least four recordings of one accord
都是说到耶路撒冷的教会
It speaks of the church at Jerusalem
我们说到圣灵的河流在寻找一般义人
We say that this river of the Spirit is seeking for congregation of the righteous
在第一章我们就发觉他寻得那120人
In chapter 1 we see that they've gained for 120
我们知道主耶稣的门徒有许多。
We know that there are many disciples of the Lord Jesus.
路加曾经有一次说，有几万人聚集，彼此见他。
And Luke records for us there was over tens of thousands, and they were gathered together a great multitude.
就是主复活了以后，也一次曾向500个弟兄显现。
And that when the Lord was risen, he appeared himself to 5,500 men.
但是当主升天以后
，But after the Lord ascended.
在耶路撒冷的楼房，就是120个人在那里祷告。
In the upper room in Jerusalem, there was only 120 gathered together to pray.
哦，这是120针对主有心的人。
And these 120 are those who have a true heart to the Lord.
所以圣灵的河就要流到他们中间去。
And the river of the Spirit will flow unto them.
当五旬节来到的时候。
And when the Pentecost is fully come.
圣灵就降临在这120个人的身上。
The Spirit descended upon them.
将他们圈在一起，成为耶路撒冷的教会。
And have gather them together as one, it's the church at Jerusalem.
成为地天下的第一个家。
So that they become the first house under heaven.
那这些人怎么样把圣灵的水这样子带进来呢？
Now how did these individuals bring in the flow of the river of the Spirit?
第一章第十四节告诉我们说，他们听命等候主所应许的。
Chapter 1 verse 14 tells us that they have obeyed what the Lord has told them to do of the promise.
主说了, 你们留在耶路撒冷,
the Lord told them to remain in Jerusalem.
不几日你们要受圣灵的浸,
and in a few days you should be baptized of the Spirit.
就是父所应许的,
and that is which the Father has promised.
所以他们回到耶路撒冷,
when they return to Jerusalem,
就在那楼房上,
in that upper room,
同心合意, 恒切祷告, 十天,
they pray 10 days earnestly with one accord.
所以教会在地上开始是从耶路撒冷开始。
Therefore the church began on earth at Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷教会的开始是从这同心合意开始。
The beginning of the church at Jerusalem began of this one accord.
弟兄姊妹,教会在地上做见证。
Brothers and sisters, as the church bears the testimony on earth.
圣灵的河能够留在我们中间祝福我们。
When the river of the Spirit flows amongst us to bless us.
使我们的见证准确而且明亮。
So that our testimony can be accurate and clear.
那个秘密,那个起头就是同心合意。
That secret, that beginning is with one accord.
不是你们同我的心,
it is not that your hearts are in accord with mine.
不是他和我同你的意,
it is not he and I. But we are all in one accord with the heart of the Lord. We can see this group was with one accord and they prayed earnestly. And the heaven was parted. And the Spirit descended.
那一天,
on that day, the Apostle Peter stood and gave the testimony.
3,000人悔改信主,
3,000 repented and believed upon the Lord.
3,000人奉主的名受浸,
and 3,000 were baptized in the name of the Lord. And they had kept the Apostles' teaching earnestly.
他们薄饼祷告,
and they break bread, and they had fellowship, and they had the Apostles' teaching.
第二章第46节说,
Chapter 2, verse 46.
Says,
and they continue daily with one accord breaking bread,
纯欢喜诚实的心用饭,
eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart.
当他们听主的命令等候的时候,
that is when they obey the Lord's command and they remained and waited, the heavens parted for them.
当他们这样薄饼, 他们这样用饭,
and when they break bread and dine together,
彼此交接的时候,
and when they received one another,
他们的心都被打开了,
their hearts are opened.
所以就他们一同聚在一处,
therefore they were gathered together,
凡物公用,
and they shared, had everything in common,
卖了田产和家业,
and they sold their land and property,
照个人需用的分给个人,
and they have gave each according to their need.
这个只有在早期耶路撒冷的教会有这样实行。
Now there is only such an act in the early church history in Jerusalem.
我个人相信也只有那时候能够实行。
And I personally believe only at that time can this be done.
今天在各处的教会, 弟兄姊妹想想看, 我们能够这样做。
Now, brothers and sisters, in each congregation, are we able to do this today?
我们能够遵守主的命令,十一奉献就不错了。
Even if we're able to obey the Lord's command to offer one-tenth to tithe, then that would be quite well.
但是耶路撒冷的教会能够这样做,
but for the church at Jerusalem to do this act, because their hearts were open, when their hearts are open,
因为他们同心合意, 有薄饼, 有用饭的生活,
it is because they broke bread from house to house and they dined together and live together in this way.
以后逼迫起来了,
later on, persecution came.
彼得和约翰被抓到官府去,
Peter and John were arrested.
他们官府把他们没有办法,
and the officials had no way with them.
彼得他们说, 听从你们, 不听从神, 在神面前合理不合理, 你们自己去斟酌吧。
And Peter asked them to see if it's rather that they should obey man rather than God.
所以他们就被释放回来,
therefore, they were set free.
到了弟兄姊妹的当中,
and when they were in the midst of brothers and sisters,
他们听见, 使徒们的见证,
they heard the testimony of the apostles.
他们听见就同心合意的高声降声祷告,
and when they heard, they cried with a loud voice to offer and prayed with one accord.
当他们向神祷告的时候,
and when we pray unto God,
祷告完了, 聚会的地方就震动,
and after they prayed, where they assembled was shaken.
他们就都被圣灵充满。
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
被圣灵充满，他们做什么呢
？What did they do after they were filled with the Holy Spirit?
放胆讲论神的道。
They were speaking the word of God boldly.
是一般人同心合意祷告的时候。
Therefore, when they pray with one accord,
神的话就打开了。
The word of God is revealed.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
今天好多人也讲圣灵充满。
Now today, many speak of the filling of the Holy Spirit.
他们讲圣灵充满了，讲圣灵充满做什么呢
？When they say they're filled with the Holy Spirit, what do they say they do?
讲方言呢
？They say they speak in tongues.
得医治了。
They have healing.
唱灵歌了。
And they sing spiritual songs.
跳灵舞了。
And they have spiritual dance.
颔首就倒在地上了。
And then when they would lay their hands, you would fall down.
躺在地上打滚呢。
And then you would roll on the ground.
今天人把圣灵充满跟这些外面奇怪的这些现象都混在一起。
Today you would mix the filling of the Holy Spirit with the strange actions externally.
但是耶路撒冷的教会。
But the church at Jerusalem.
他们同心合意高声向神祷告。
When they pray with one accord loudly to the Lord.
耶路撒冷的教会，耶路撒冷又再一次被震动。
And Jerusalem was shaken once again.
第一次主耶稣被挂在十字架上的时候，耶路撒冷震动。
The first time when the Lord was hung on the cross, there was a shaking at Jerusalem.
现在这一班人同心合意祷告的时候。
Now when this group of people, when they had prayed.
他们聚会的地方又再震动。
Where the assembly was shaken.
他们被圣灵充满。
And they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
神的话就被打开了。
And the word of God was opened.
许多人就听见福音。
And many heard the gospel.
他们人数越来越多。
And then the Lord added to their number.
到了第五章。
Chapter 5.
说他们同心合意在所罗门的廊下聚集。
When they were with one accord in Solomon's porch.
当他们公开的有这样的聚会。
When they have this public gathering.
圣经告诉我们说这是同心合意的聚会。
And the Bible tells us they gather with one accord.
百姓们都尊重他们。
And then they had respect from the multitude.
结果信而归主的人就越发增添。
And believers were the more added to the Lord.
福音的门就打开了。
And that is the door of the gospel was opened.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
在一个聚会里面。
In the meeting.
还有什么比天为我们打开更重要呢
？What is even more important than the heaven opening for us?
有什么比我们的心都一同被打开更重要呢
？What is even more important than all of our hearts open together in one accord?
有什么比神的话被打开来更重要
？What is more important than the opening of the word of God?
诗篇的作者写说。神的话一解开就发出光亮。
And the psalmist tells us when the Lord's word is revealed, it shed forth light.
诗篇说，在他的光亮里面，我们才得以见光。
And in the psalm, it tells us that we shall see light in His light.
诗篇里面说，他的话就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
And the psalm tells us His word is the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path.
我们需要神的话为我们打开了。
And we do need the word of God opened unto us.
不只是天打开。
Not only are the heaven is open.
不只是心打开。
Not only our hearts open.
不只是话。
But the word opened.
而且福音的门要打开。
And the door of the gospel also opened.
当他们同心合意在所罗门的廊下聚集的时候。
And that is when they were gathered together in one accord in Solomon's porch.
结果信而归主的人越发就增添。
And the numbers were the more added to the Lord.
那为什么这批人能够同心合意呢
？Now why is it this group of people can be of one accord?
我发觉在他们的身上有太多太多相同的地方。
That is because upon them there are so many many aspects of similarities.
第一个，他们有相同的故事。
The first is that they all had the same story.
因为主复活了。
That is the Lord was risen.
这一班人在耶路撒冷。
And this group was in Jerusalem.
每到一个地方去。
And wherever they went.
他去买菜的时候告诉你主耶稣复活了。
When they're shopping, they tell others, the Lord is risen.
带孩子去上学。
And when they take the children to school.
告诉其他的同学和家长。
And when they see the parents of the other children.
告诉了老师们。
And the teachers.
耶稣复活了。
Jesus is risen.
他们到银行去存钱。
And when they go to the bank to make a deposit.
耶稣复活了。
Jesus is risen.
他们到邮局去寄信。
And when they go send a mail in the post office.
耶稣复活了。
Jesus is risen.
处处他们去之前讲一件事情相同的故事就是耶稣死了又复活了
Everywhere they want they tell of the same story Jesus was dead but now he is risen
在讲这样的故事的时候
And when they tell the story
他们有相同的喜乐
They have the same gladness
你记得主耶稣复活那天晚上吗
You know the night when the Lord was risen
门徒都躲在屋子里面
The disciples all hid in their homes
门窗都关起来
And they closed even the windows
所以说因为他们怕犹太人
And because they were afraid it tells us they feared the Jews
那忽然主向他们显现
And then the Lord revealed himself to them.
显现在他们的当中。
And manifested himself in their midst.
比如说愿你们平安。
And says peace unto you.
圣经说这些门徒们看见主。
And then the scriptures record the disciples saw the Lord.
他们就喜乐了。
And they were filled with joy.
这些人看见主复活的事实。
And they saw the fact the truth of the Lord's resurrection.
他们心都满了喜乐,
and their hearts were filled with joy.
他们喜乐不是记挂在世上任何的东西,
and their joy is not because they were concerned about any earthly thing.
那是因为一个事实,
but because of one fact.
一个故事,
one story.
主耶稣复活了,
the Lord Jesus is risen.
而且向他们显现,
and revealed himself to them.
他们有相同的盼望,
they have the same hope.
因为他们一同在那里, 同心合一的薄饼,
because they broke bread together with one accord.
薄饼纪念主曾经做成的,
they broke bread to remember what did the Lord do.
也纪念主他要回来,
to remember that the Lord shall return.
所以因着有这样的盼望,
because of such a hope.
他们知道主必再来,
now they know the Lord will return.
而且他们有相同的使命,
and they have the same commission.
因为主说圣灵降临在你们身上,
because the Lord said when the Spirit shall come upon you,
你们得着能力就成为我的见证人,
and you shall receive power and ye shall be my witnesses.
他们果然得着那样的能力,
and they did receive such the power.
因为圣灵落在他们的身上,
the Spirit descended upon them.
他们有同样的爱心,
and they have the same love.
看见教会那个同心合意, 凡物共用的图画,
and we can see the picture of their being in one accord that had every thing in common. Because they did not forget the Lord's command.
主说我赐你们一条新的命令,
and the Lord says, I give you a new command.
就是要你们彼此相爱,
that you will love each other.
好像我爱你们一样,
just as I have loved you.
你们如果这样彼此相爱,
and when you love each other,
人看见你们就知道你们真是我的门徒,
will all men see and know that you are my disciples.
他们就不只是有相同的故事,
not only they have the same story,
他们相同的喜乐,
the same joy,
相同的盼望,
the same hope,
有相同的使命,
the same commission,
相同的能力,
the same power,
相同的爱心,
the same love.
他们有同相同的祷告,
they have the same prayer.
同心合意在那里祷告, 祷告了十天,
and they have prayed with one accord for 10 days.
那十天的结果, 天就打开了,
and after the 10 days, the heavens opened.
因为天打开了, 结果他们的心打开了,
because the open heavens, their heart was opened.
结果神的话打开了,
and the word of God was opened.
福音的门打开了,
and the door of the gospel was
教会,
opened.
耶路撒冷的教会, 3000, 又5000,
and in the church at Jerusalem, 3,000 were added, 5,000 were added.
年男又代理,
and both men and women.
一下子就成长得非常的大,
and they grew very rapidly great.
然后耶路撒冷教会除了同心合意之外,
now besides of one accord at Jerusalem,
值得我们注意和学习的,
and another point we need to pay attention and learn,
就是他们知道怎么样用主的名,
and that is they know how to use the name of the Lord.
你记得使徒行传第三章,
you know in Acts chapter 3,
彼得去祷告,
Peter went to pray,
在门外面碰到这个瘸腿的人,
and in the beautiful gate, he saw the man who was lame, crippled.
这个人已40多岁了,
now he was in his 40s.
生下来就瘸腿的,
and he was born lame.
天天被人抬到店的门口来,
and daily they took him to the gate,
为了希望人能够周济他,
so that he was receiving and hoping to receive alms from others.
刚才我们的弟兄带我们唱, 基督荣耀地释放了我们,
and when our brother led us to sing the glorious freedom of the Lord,
这个人就完全没有释放,
now this person was not free at all.
他依靠别人抬他来来去去,
he needed to rely on others to carry him there.
瘸腿的疾病将他捆绑,
and because of his lame, he was lame, it bonded him.
贫穷将他捆绑,
and because of his poverty, it bonded him.
饥饿将他捆绑,
and his hunger bonded him.
可能病痛也将他捆绑,
perhaps illness also was a bondage.
他没有任何的盼望,
he had no hope.
彼得经过,
Peter went by,
定睛看他,
and fixed his eyes upon
就告诉他说,
him, and said to him,
金和银我都没有,
gold and silver have I,
只是我把我所有的给你,
but I give you what I have.
他有什么呢?
What does Peter have?
接着彼得就说,
and Peter says,
我奉以拉撒勒人耶稣的名叫你起来行走,
in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk.
于是拉着他的右手帮助他起来,
and took him off his right hand and helped him up and lifted him.
弟兄姊妹注意彼得,
brothers and sisters, pay attention to Peter.
他定睛看他,
Peter fixed his eyes upon him,
对他说话,
and spoke to him,
拉着他的手起来,
and took him by the arm and lifted him,
扶着他,
and lifted him.
注意这几个动作,
now pay attention to these actions.
因为这几个动作,
because of these actions,
主的名在那里发生功用,
the name of the Lord was at work.
这个人就起来了,
this person rose,
他的脚就得医治了,
and his feet were made whole.
他就喜乐地跳起来赞美神,
and he leaped for joy praising God.
因为他是个瘸腿的人,
because he was one who was lame.
因为他只能在殿的门外,
he can be only outside the gate.
现在因为他完全了,
but now he has made whole.
因着主的名他得释放,
now because of the name of the Lord he was free.
他可以跳得欢喜地跟着彼得约翰进了殿里面去祷告,
and he can leap for joy and sing with gladness and enter with Peter and John into the temple to pray.
因着主的名他果然得着释放,
because of the name of the Lord he was set free.
耶路撒冷的人不能够明白。
And the people in Jerusalem could not understand.
所以彼得就解释。
So Peter explained.
第三章第十六节他说。
Chapter 3 verse 16,
我们因信耶稣的名，他的名是叫你们所看见、所认识这人健壮。
And his name, through faith in his name, have made this man strong, whom ye see and know.
是因为主耶稣的名。
It is because of the name of the Lord.
彼得认识主耶稣的名。
And Peter know the name of the Lord.
所以以后在第三章、第四章里面。
And so in chapter 3 and 4.
那整个的问题。
All the issue.
整个的征战。
All the battle.
那个焦点、那个中心。
The focal point, the center.
就是这个名。
It is because of this name.
你看彼得和约翰被抓起来。
You can see Peter and John was arrested.
使徒站在那里。
And they were stood there.
第七节。
Verse 7.
官府就问他们。
And the officials asked them.
你们用什么能力。
By what power?
奉谁的名
做这事呢? Or by what name have ye done this?
彼得在第十节就解释。
Verse 10, Peter explains.
这样这个人得痊愈。
Be it known to you all.
是因为你们所钉十字架，神叫他从死里复活的拉撒勒人耶稣基督的名。
That by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you whole.
他是你们匠人所弃的石头，已经成了房角的头块石头。
This is the stone which you were set at naught of your builders, which has become the head of the corner.
除了他耶稣基督之外，别无拯救，天下人间没有赐下别的名我们可以靠着得救。
Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given amongst men whereby we must be saved.
彼得所站的基础。
And the foundation which Peter stood.
一再一再他重复。
Again, again he repeated.
就是耶稣基督的名。
It is the name of Jesus Christ.
是一个荣耀的名。
It is a glorious name.
这是一个能力的名。
It is a name of power.
这也是我们信心的基础。
This is also the foundation of our faith.
官府问你们奉你们靠什么能力，你们奉谁的名来做这个事呢?
And when they were questioned, by what power or by what name do you do this?
彼得这样回答了以后,
Peter, after he answered,
官府就恐吓他们,
the officials threatened them.
第十七节,
verse 17,
第四章第十七节,
chapter 4, verse 17,
官府就说,
And so the official said,
我们必须恐吓他们。叫他们不再奉这名对人讲论。
But that is spread no further among the people. Let us straightly threaten them that they speak henceforth to no man in this name.
于是叫了他们来。
And they called them.
禁止他们。
And commanded them.
总不可奉耶稣的名讲论教训人。
Not to speak at all or teach in the name of Jesus.
所以你看见整个征战的中心就是主耶稣的名。
Therefore, you can see the center of this entire battle is the name of Jesus.
彼得能够行神迹奇事医治这个四十几岁的人。
Peter was able to perform wonders and miracles even to this lame man in his 40s.
他是生下来瘸腿。
Who was born lame?
因为耶拉撒勒人耶稣的名。
It is because of the name of Jesus of Nazareth.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天所依靠的是什么呢？
Brothers and sisters, let me ask you, what do we trust in today?
是恩赐和才能吗？
Is it gift or power?
是经验和口才吗？
Or is it eloquence or riches?
是人多或者人少吗？
Or by our multitude?
是我们对圣经知识的熟悉吗？
Or is it by our knowledge of the scripture?
还是我们的信心是站在耶稣基督这个名字上面？
Or rather, is our faith founded upon the name of Jesus?
这名是超乎万民之上的名。
This is a name above all names.
当主耶稣死了。
And when the Lord Jesus died,
神却将他高举了。
And God exalted him.
赐给他这个超乎万民之上的名。
And given him a name above all names.
所以我们奉主的名行事。
Therefore, we work, we do things according to the name of the Lord.
我们要奉主的名祷告。
And we pray in the name of the Lord.
我们要做一般懂得用主的名的人。
And those we know who know to use the name of the Lord.
这是使徒行传在耶路撒冷的教会的故事。
And this is the church, the story of the church, the disciples in Jerusalem.
前面告诉我们他们是同心合意。
First it told us with one accord.
这是他们的起头。
That is their beginning.
奉主的名，这是他们的基础。
And that is their foundation in the name of the Lord.
下面我们到第六章。
And then chapter 6.
在第三章、第四章里面。
In chapter 3 and 4.
仇敌有这些恐吓的话,
and this is how the enemy will threaten them.
有这些禁止的话,
and to stop them.
到了第五章, 仇敌放了一些欺骗的话,
and in chapter 5, the enemy have given them words of deception.
为的就是要败坏教会,
That's in order to destroy the church. Because the church is growing. Because they are of one accord. Because they are working in the name of the Lord. The enemy would not have this. First, it was through the government to threaten them, to stop them. And then through a couple to come to deceive the church. But God kept the church. The enemy was not willing for this. He continues to attack. And then we come to chapter 6.
第六章第一节和第二节怎么说呢?
What does it say in chapter 6, verse 1 and 2?
那时门徒增多,
in those days, when the number of the disciples were multiplied,
有说希利尼话的犹太人向希伯来人发怨言, 因为在天天的供给上忽略了他们的寡妇。
When there rose a murmuring of the Greeks against the Hebrews because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration.
12 使徒叫众门徒来对他们说，我们撇下神的道，去管理饭食，原是不合宜的。
Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables.
所以弟兄们，当从你们中间拣选七个有好名声、被圣灵充满。 智慧充足的人, 我们就派他们管理这事。
Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom ye may appoint over this business.
但我们要专心以祈祷传道为事。
But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word.
请注意前面的仇敌的攻击是用那禁止的话、恐吓的话。
Pay attention, the first attack of the enemy was words of threat and words for them to stop. If the government wants to cease you to worship together, we must worship together.
政府恐吓说你不可以读圣经，读圣经我把你圣经烧掉，我们一定读圣经。
And if the government threatens you, you cannot read the Bible. If you do, I will burn it. We must read the Bible.
仇敌用欺骗的话来毁，来污秽。
When the enemy will use words of deception to destroy the church. And when Peter saw, he saw right through it.
这些问题都容易处理。
And all these things can be solved very easily.
现在来到第六章,
but now in chapter 6,
耶路撒冷面临一个危机,
there is this crisis in Jerusalem.
就在教会本身发生了怨言,
and that is, there is murmuring in the church.
恐吓的话, 禁止的话, 欺骗的话,
words of threat, words to cease, and words to deceive, we can take care of those easily.
抱怨的话,
but it is not easy to handle words of murmur.
什么叫抱怨?
What is murmuring?
抱怨就是这个人觉得他似乎有正当的理由。
And murmuring is that this person seemingly to have a reasonable complaint.
Reason.
A reason.
觉得他有合理的权利。
And he has a reasonable right.
耶路撒冷的教会人很多了。
There is a great multitude in Jerusalem.
有许多是当地的犹太人。
There are some local Jews.
所以他们说希伯来话。
And they spoke in the Hebrew tongue.
但是五旬节那一天有许多从海外回来过五旬节的犹太人。
But on the day of Pentecost, there are many who have gathered together Jerusalem to keep the Pentecost.
他们叫他们海归吧。
And we say that they have come back, they are Hellenistic Jews.
这帮海归的人,
and when these returning to Jerusalem, they spoke in Greek.
所以在耶路撒冷的教会里面有海归的，有本地的。
Therefore, there are those who have come back to Jerusalem from afar and those who are local Jews.
他们的语言不同,
they spoke in a different tongue.
他们的文化背景不同,
their cultural background was different. But now they are in one church.
所以这第六章一开始说，那时门徒增加。
Now therefore, in verse 1 in chapter 6, it says, in those days when the number of the disciples were multiplied.
那弟兄姊妹，我们前面说过。
Brothers and sisters, we mentioned.
教会要愿有在敞开的天底下。
And that the church was formed under an open heaven.
我们的心要打开。
Our hearts must be open.
神的话对我们打开。
The word of God must be open.
使得福音的门能够打开。
The door of the gospel must be open.
但是福音的门打开，人不断的进教会。
But when the door of the gospel is open, man continues to come into the church.
若是我们注意的单单是神数的增加。
If we only see that it is the multitude, the numbers increasing.
我可以保证一件事情。
Then I can assure.
就教会一定。
Now, there would be murmuring in the church.
这些人之所以在一起,
and these people are together,
但是因着他们人数增加好得无比,
because they multiplied.
但是他们中间的文化和语言有难处。
That is good, but there's difficulty with their speech and also their background.
所以怨言就发生了。
There was murmuring.
我们不能光看人数。
We cannot only look at just numbers.
只注意人数。
If we only see the numbers.
而不注重弟兄姊妹生命的改变和增长。
And we do not see the transformation and the growth of the brethren.
教会一定发生难处。
There would be difficulty in the church.
在我们那边的华人聚会就是这种情形。
And that is the situation with our congregation, with Asian congregation.
我们的聚会有从香港来的人。
We have those from Hong Kong.
有从中国来的人。
And from China.
有从新加坡来的人。
And from Singapore.
有从缅甸来的人。
And from Burma.
有从菲律宾来的人。
And from Philippines.
有从台湾来的人。
And from Taiwan.
有在美国住了很久的人。
And those who lived in the U.S. for a long
time. 有在美国出生的 ABC.
And we have those born in the U.S.
有移民到南美，从南美到佛罗里达来的人。
And those who have immigrated from South America to Florida.
这些人的经历都不一样。
And all their experiences are different.
这些人的文化不一样。
Their culture is different.
说的话不一样。
Their dialect is different.
我们聚会的时候有国语有英语。
And when we gather, there is Mandarin and English.
这下面有广东话。
And then there's Cantonese.
那角落上一起对口语用耳凑到耳朵翻台湾话。
And then there are some translating the Taiwanese dialect in, next to this the audience.
弟兄姊妹，在这样的一个环境里头
，Brothers and sisters, in this condition,
你一定发生难处。
You will have hardship.
我一定要把弟兄姊妹带到那个同心合一的光景。
We must bring brothers and sisters into the condition of being in one accord.
在耶路撒冷教会就是这样的情形。
And that's the condition in the church at Jerusalem.
所以他们每天有饭照顾这些寡妇。
So daily they would have lunch, meet the needs of the widows.
但有些寡妇说希腊话，从海归来的。
Oh, but some spoke of the Greek tongue and they have came back home from afar.
有些本地的寡妇是说希伯来话的。
And some local widows who spoke the Hebrew tongue.
我们相信这些使徒们去伺候。
And we know that these disciples went to serve.
恐怕他们的希腊话不太高明。
Perhaps they were not fluent in Greek.
好像我不会说广东话一样。
Just like I cannot speak Cantonese.
所以结果在伺候的时候就发生一些误会。
Therefore, when they were serving, perhaps some misunderstandings arose.
那些说希腊话的海归的寡妇就说你们亏欠了我们。
Therefore, the widow speaking Greek said, you have shortchanged us.
怨言出来了。
And there are murmurings.
因为他觉得他有正当的理由。
Because they found they have a reason.
他的两条鱼我只有一条鱼。
Now, they have two fish, I only have one.
他的鱼比我肥。
And the fish is bigger than mine.
我的鱼比较瘦。
And I have a small fish.
他觉得他有正当的理由。
Therefore, they have reason.
而且他觉得他有合理的权利。
And they felt they have a reasonable right.
他有两条鱼，我也应该有两条鱼。
They have two, so I should have two fish as well.
他没想到这些都是白白给他们的。
And they do not think of the fact they were given this freely.
早上弟兄告诉我们。
In the morning, our brother told us.
你发怨言是为什么呢
？Why do we murmur?
因为你看自己。
Because we see ourselves.
你没有看到教会。
We do not see the church.
你没有看到属自己。
We do not see, we only see ourselves.
还有一个严重的问题。
And another severe issue.
在耶路撒冷教会第六使徒行传第六章的耶路撒冷教会。
And the church at Jerusalem in chapter 6,
就是他们没有分工合作。
That they did not work in cooperation.
所有的事情
all the things
都是使徒们在办。
Were all done by the apostles.
哎呀，你可以想象在你脑海里面。
You can just imagine in your mind.
彼得晚早上起来晨更。
Peter woke up in the morning for morning devotion.
晨更完了拿了菜篮子去菜场买菜。
And after he had his morning devotion, he took the basket to go shopping for food.
那么你猜一下他买什么？
Now, guess what he would buy?
彼得打鱼打一辈子。
Now, Peter was fisherman all his life.
鱼他都知道。
He knows about the fish.
这个是加利利来的。
But he came from Galilee.
这个是加利利约旦河的鱼。
And so this is the fish from Galilee.
碰到有 sale 的时候就多买点鱼。
And so when there's a fish sale, he buys more fish.
他只会买鱼。
He knows only to shop for fish.
买了鱼回来之后。
When he buys the fish.
彼得在厨房里面杀鱼。
And he can cook the fish.
杀完鱼他还煮鱼。
And he can kill the fish, and then he can cook the fish.
完了之后还要伺候这些人吃鱼。
And then he has to feed fish to the people.
吃完鱼之后回家。
And after they finish eating, he goes home.
已经很晚很累了。
It's very late and he's tired.
还要 burn 他 midnight oil.就要写讲章。
And he has burned the midnight oil to prepare the message.
因为他还要讲道。
He still needs to share.
所以你看看，所有的工作都在使徒的身上。
And so all the work was upon the apostles.
怎么会不发生难处呢
？Of course there would be hardship.
所以我们就发觉，教会会面临耶路撒冷教会面临的这样的一个危机。
Therefore we see that the church at Jerusalem was facing this crisis.
当教会面临危机的时候，我们都说：“哎呀。” 抱怨，我们也抱怨。
When we see the church is under crisis, then we also murmur ourselves.
我们害怕。
We're afraid.
我们觉得教会平平稳稳，为什么要发生难处呢？
We say, why is there difficulty in the church?
因为这有一个很重要的原则。
Brothers and sisters, there's a very important principle here.
每一次教会发生难处，
each time there's a hardship in the church,
我们知道在背后是仇敌的攻击。
We must realize it is an attack behind this hardship from the enemy.
在这个情形下，借着两种语言。
And
in
this situation,
造成一个困难。
With the widow speaking a different dialect has created a hardship.
但我们知道这种的困难是仇敌在那里挑起来的。
We know this hardship was incited by the enemy.
但更重要的，主在上面监察教会。
But what's even more important, the Lord is above all of this, looking down at the church.
主看见在教会里面。
He sees in the church.
使徒们办理饭，管理饭食。
The apostles was governing even the food.
又要去照顾神的道
and also to minister the word.
在这两方面同时都去挑这个担子是不合宜的
and it is not reasonable for them to bear both burdens.
所以神允许这样的难处出现
so God allowed for such hardships to appear.
为的是把教会带回到神旨意的中心去
in order to bring the church back to the central will of God.
圣灵降临在耶路撒冷的教会
when the Spirit descended upon Jerusalem,
将他们浸在一个身体里面
and baptized them into one body,
成为一个身体
so that they become one body,
个人都是身体上的肢体
and each member are one particular member,
要发挥自己的功用
and they must manifest their function.
昨天晚上我们说过
yesterday night we said,
圣灵随着己意分赐个人那属灵的恩赐
that the Holy Spirit according to his own will give us gifts,
让我们人人都发挥功用
so each one of us will manifest a function,
在教会里面能够有用处
so that we can be used in the church.
去早上弟兄说我们要投入服事
And our brother shared in the morning, we have to enter into service.
在耶路撒冷人数增多的时候
Now when the numbers multiply in Jerusalem,
他们所注意的
what they took note of,
就是人数
was the numbers.
他们所注意的
all they saw,
就是事物
was the task.
这结果是什么呢
what was the result?
就是这些新进来的弟兄姊妹们
that is these brothers and sisters who have just come in.
这些三千五千的
3,000, 5,000,
就坐那里听到
and they sit there to listen to the word.
早上听彼得讲道
and in the morning they heard Peter speak.
下午讲约翰讲道
and then in the afternoon John spoke.
明天马太讲如何减低罗马人的税
and then the next morning Matthew would speak on how to cut down on the taxes of the Romans.
后天多马显示怎么样从怀疑到信仰
and then the next day Thomas would share how you enter from doubt into belief.
所以人人都听到
and everyone was listening to the word.
听完到了彼得给他做饭吃
and then after they heard the word Peter went cooking again.
哎呀这个日子真好
and these days are good.
所以人只拼命的来
and so man continued to come.
来了之后就不走
and they come but they don't leave.
教会的事物越来越多
and there are more tasks to do at the church
在这边是事物
and one hand is the task
在这边是神的道
and the other hand is the ministry of the word
在神的教会里面始终是两条线
there is always these two lines in the church
使徒们在这个情形之下看见了这个需要
and the apostles saw this need in this situation
选七个人出来
and they chose seven individuals
让他们管理饭食
so that they take care of this business
我们来管理神的道
and they will commit themselves to the ministry of the word
专心祈祷传道
to continue in prayer and the ministry of the word
属灵的话语的服事
and that is the ministry of the spiritual word
做事物的服事
and then the ministry of the food
要平行的进行
and we have to parallel each other going forward
什么样的人管理饭食呢
now who would govern over the food?
什么人去买菜?
And who would go and purchase?
什么人做菜?
And who cook?
什么人洗碗?
And they would clean?
什么人伺候?
And they would serve?
要选出一些好名声被圣灵充满智慧充足的人。
They must choose seven men of honest report full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom.
所以弟兄姊妹千万的记得。
For brothers and sisters, you must remember.
神给你恩赐。
God gives you a gift.
人人让我们都投入。
And so we all enter.
或者我们是在这条线上
perhaps we're in this line
做话语的服事
to serve in the word
或许在诸般的事物上
or that we're serving in the task
参与教会事务的服事
to enter into the task serving in the church
用我们弟兄早上所说的话
our brother's word shared with us in the morning
你或者站讲台讲道
whether you're sharing on the pulpit
或者清洁厕所
or you're cleaning the toilets
都要圣灵充满智慧充足
you must be filled with the Holy Spirit and wisdom
这样的事 不论做什么样的事
Therefore, no matter what you do,
在神眼中的这份量都是一样的
This is the same portion in the sight of God.
所以在耶路撒冷的教会就有这样的一个叫纠正或者一个恢复
Therefore, there's this correction or revival in the church at Jerusalem.
就是根据神的心意让教会成为一个身体身体发挥功用
It is according to the will of God so that the church is one body so the body would manifest its function.
神借着这样的拦处
And through this hardship,
把他们带回到神原先设计教会应当有的样式。
God brought them back to the image that the church ought to have under His original plan.
我们盼望这成为我们的一个提醒。
And may this be a reminder for us.
教会一定会有难处。
That there will be hardship in the church.
特别人数增加的时候。
Especially when the numbers increase.
但是难处都是神化妆的祝福。
But all these hardships are a blessing in disguise from God.
为了要把我们带回到正路上。
It is in order for us to bring us back into the right way.
我们必得快快地往前面看一下。
We must move quickly forward into the church in Antioch.
请看第十一章。
Chapter 11.
使徒行传第十一章。
Acts chapter 11.
我们再读第二十五节、二十六节。
Again, verse 25 and 26.
巴拉巴又往大树去找扫罗找着了就带他到安提阿去他们足有一年的功夫和教会一同聚集教训了许多人门徒称为基督徒是从安提阿起手
Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus for to seek Saul and when he had found him he brought him unto Antioch and it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people and the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch.
第十三章第一节到第四节。
Chapter 13 verses 1 through 4.
在安提阿的教会中有几位先知和教师就是巴拉巴和称呼尼杰的西面古利奈人路球与分封之王西律同养的马念并扫罗。
Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers as Barnabas and Simeon that was called Niger and Lucius of Cyrene and Manaen which had been brought up with Herod and Saul.
他们侍奉主进食的时候圣灵说要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗去做我召他们所做的工于是进食祷告按手在他们头上就打发他们去了。
As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away.
第四节，他们既被圣灵差遣，就下到西流基，从那里坐船往居比路去。
So they, being sent forth by the Holy Spirit, departed unto Seleucia, and from there they sailed to Cyprus.
所以这里我们看见圣灵第二个叉。
We can see this is the second head of the Holy Spirit.
在这里起了一个头。
There is a beginning here.
在这里，他门徒们被称为基督徒。
And here the disciples were called Christians.
是从安提阿开头。
Were first called Christians in Antioch.
下一张图片。
The next slide.
我们说到耶路撒冷教会在那里成长。
We see that the church in Jerusalem was growing.
人数越来越多。
The numbers multiplied.
因为 free lunch 太多了
Because there's much free lunch.
所以人就来了不去。
So man came and did not leave.
我在城里面是很兴旺。
And it is increasing.
百姓都尊重他们。
And the people magnify them.
官府甚至可能有点害怕他们。
Perhaps the officials were somewhat afraid of them.
但是主的心意不能满足。
But the heart of God was not satisfied.
因为主有一条路线给他们。
Because God has a way for them.
主有一个目标给他们。
There was a goal for them.
主也答应维持给他们能力。
And God has promised to give them power.
但这班人坐下来停顿不久了。
But these people have sat and remained and did not go forth.
所以主就让一些难处发生。
So God allowed for some hardship to arose.
好像在第六章发生的难处一样。
And just like the difficulty in chapter 6.
到第七章的难处就是斯提凡殉道。
And then the difficulty in chapter 7 was the martyrdom of Stephen.
逼迫来到了。
Persecution came.
使得耶路撒冷的门徒们不得不往外面去。
So it forced the disciples, they must go abroad.
主说的从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚直到地极去做见证。
The Lord said, you are my witnesses first in Jerusalem, both in Jerusalem and in Judea, and all of Judea and in Samaria unto the uttermost part of the earth.
所以现在主借着逼迫逼他们出去。
Therefore now God has forced them out through persecution.
逼迫从表面看是不好的。
Now persecution on the surface is not good.
但再一次我们看见这样的难处
Again, we see such hardship.
那是把他们带回到神的心意里面去。
It is in order for God to bring them back to His original will.
带回到神所定的这条方向。
And to bring them back to the direction which God has pointed.
就那些往前往四散的门徒。
And so all the disciples scattered.
往前面去有一些就走到了安提阿。
And some of them went and settled in Antioch.
我在叙利亚的安提阿。
And that is the Antioch in
Syria.
Syria.
有一些是说犹太希伯来话的,
and some of them spoke Hebrew.
但是多数是说希利里话的,
but most of them spoke Greek.
所以多数是外邦人,
many of them were Gentiles.
他们一边出去,一边去逃难,
on the one hand, they were fleeing.
一般他们就是传福音,
and on the other hand, they were preaching the gospel.
然后对人传讲主耶稣,
and they preached Jesus to others.
11章21节说,主与他们同在,信而归主的人就很多了。
And the hand of the Lord was with them. Chapter 11, verse 21, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord.
耶路撒冷的教会就派了巴拉巴去。
Then the church in Jerusalem sent forth Barnabas.
这里有很多故事,很多事情我们应当讲的,但是没有时间了。
Now there ought to be much things we ought to share on in this passage, but we have no time.
请你注意,耶路撒冷教会差遣巴拿巴去安提阿。
But pay attention that the church at Jerusalem sent Barnabas to Antioch.
他没有差遣一个大使徒去。
He did not send a great apostle there.
如果差遣一个大使徒去,
if you send a great apostle there,
安提阿就变成耶路撒冷教会的分会。
And then Antioch will become a secondary meeting place, a subsidiary of the church at Jerusalem.
安提阿多数是外邦人的教会。
Now the church in Antioch is made up of Gentiles.
叫耶路撒冷没有差遣雅各去,
and Jerusalem did not send James there.
雅各要去那个地安提阿的话,
if James were to go to Antioch,
看见这些人不守安息日,
and they saw that they did not keep the Sabbath,
看见这外邦人不守割礼,
and that these Gentiles were not circumcised,
看见这些外邦人不守旧约的律法,
and they saw the Gentiles did not keep the law,
第一件事情就叫个人去选修利未记,
and then the first thing was for them to choose to study the book of Leviticus,
因为要把他们带回到律法里面去,
is to bring them back into the law.
所以耶路撒冷教会自己有那个难处,
so there was a difficulty with the church at Jerusalem.
感谢主却有这个智慧差遣巴拿巴去。
But we thank the Lord he had the wisdom to send Barnabas.
巴拿巴什么意思?
What does Barnabas mean?
劝慰之子。
He is the son of encouragement.
所以他是一个懂得鼓励别人的。
He knows how to encourage others.
他去到安提阿,
he went to Antioch.
就劝勉众人,
and encourage the multitude.
要他们立定心志,恒久靠主。
So when he came, he had seen the grace of God and exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would clave unto the Lord.
圣经特别说他是个好人, 被圣灵充满。
And the scriptures record for us of Barnabas, for he was a good man and full of the Holy Spirit and of faith.
耶路撒冷教会正确地把巴拿巴送去。
The church at Jerusalem correctly sent Barnabas there.
结果许多人归服了主。
And many were added unto the Lord.
但是巴拿巴他没有把整个工作抓住。
But Barnabas did not hold on to the work all by himself.
他们要称老大。
He did not say, I'm number one.
他知道他自己的恩赐。
He knows his own gift.
劝慰之子,一个一个劝。
And he is the son of encouragement, one by one.
信而归主,那么多人,他没有办法。
And added, the numbers were added to the Lord, he did not have any other way.
他知道谁有办法。
He knows there's another way.
他知道谁有恩赐。
And he knows who is gifted.
他知道谁是神预备的人。
And he knows whom God has prepared.
他从安提阿,叙利亚的安提阿,
and so from Antioch in Syria,
跑到叙利亚的,
and he went to Tarsus of Sicilia.
好远好远的路,
it is a long distance away.
然后就把扫罗找到,
and then he found Saul.
把他带回来,
and brought him there.
他们有一年的功夫和教会一同聚集教训许多人。
And for a whole year they assembled themselves together at the church and taught much people.
就这些话语的造就,
and it is the encouragement of the word.
使得耶路安提阿教会的弟兄姊妹被建造起来。
So the brethren and Antioch were built up.
就他们生活里面表现不一样。
And even though their manifestation and their living was different.
人称他们为基督徒从安提阿开拓。
Therefore they were first called Christians in Antioch.
所以安提阿是一个 好的教会,
and therefore, Antioch was a good church.
That's
another beginning of the Spirit in Antioch. We see the first head in Jerusalem. And we say everything is free.
所以好像比, 比, 比逊那一个头一样。
Just like the stream of Pishon.
圣灵降临在他们身上是白白的。
And the Holy Spirit descended upon them freely.
生命赐给他们是白白的。
And the Holy Spirit was given to them freely.
讲用别国的口才讲话是白白的。
And it is that they can speak in the language that other people can understand. It is freely given.
同心合意是白白的。
It's freely given for them to be of one accord.
午餐是白白的。
And the lunch is free.
所以耶路撒冷的记号就是白白的。
Therefore, the sign of Jerusalem is freely given.
安提亚呢
？And Antioch
就是丰富的。
It is abundant.
众水齐发。
It is the many waters breaking forth.
从安提亚第一次他们就出去。
And they went forth at Antioch.
到了居比路，到了土耳其中部。
And they went to Cyprus and they went to central Turkey.
第二次又出去。
And second time they went forth.
到了特洛亚就到了欧洲嘛。
And they went to Troas and they went to Macedonia.
到了雅典就到了哥林多。
And they went to Athens and then they went to Corinthians.
第三次又出去。
And then the third time they went forth.
又到了以弗所。
And then they went to Ephesus.
最后第四次出去就到了罗马。
Lastly, they went forth and they went to Rome.
主耶稣从耶路撒冷、犹大全地、撒玛利亚直到地极。
And it is, as Lord said, both in Jerusalem, in all of Judea, in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth.
从耶路撒冷开始没有错。
Beginning in Jerusalem, that's right.
但是到地极安提亚说。
But it is to the uttermost of the part to Antioch.
安提亚实在是极逊。
And Antioch indeed is the river Gihon.
那么在安提亚我们学到什么呢？
And in Antioch, what do we learn?
我们学到这些。
We learn this.
第一个，安提亚有神的话。
First, there is the word in Antioch.
神的话是一切建造的基础。
And the word of God is the foundation of all the work.
Okay, 是我要的就这样。神的话在他们中间丰富。
The word of God was abundant amongst them.
有一年的时间他们读神的话。
There was 1 year they assembled and taught the word of God.
今天中午我听见一帮年轻的弟兄们说。
And in the afternoon I heard a young group of brothers and sisters.
他们花了13个星期一同读罗马书。
They spent 13 weeks to read the book of Romans.
我心里面好为他们欢喜。
I'm joyful in their heart for them.
有弟兄告诉我。
A brother has told me.
弟兄姊妹们参加 BSF。
Our brothers and sisters have attended BSF.
愿意更多读神的话。
So that they can learn more of the word of God.
我为他们感谢神。
For them, I thank God.
在神的家里面要神的话一定要丰富。
That in the house of God, the word of God must be abundant.
不只有的话。
Not only do you have the word.
神的话把人建造起来。
But also builds up the man.
教会就有了人。
And then the church will have the individuals.
今天常常教会里面缺少工人荒。
And today we say we lack the workers.
对，人没有人手。
And there's not enough hands.
20% 的服侍80% 的。
And it is the 20% serving the 80%.
好像这个像足球比赛一样。
And it's just like the football.
几万人看22个人比赛是吧？
And there's thousands of people looking at 22 people on the field.
为什么这样？
Why is that the way?
教会是这样，因为没有话语建造，没有工人，没有人出来。
That's the way in the church because there's no building up of the word. There is no workers.
安提亚有了话。
Now in Antioch there is the word.
结果就有了人。
And then there is the man.
13章说，安提亚的教会中有几位先知和教师。
Chapter 13 there says in the church there were some certain prophets and teachers.
那这是什么人呢？
Who are they?
下面就讲了五个名字。
And then it gives us 5 names.
我们有时间去仔细看这五个人。
We have no time to go look at these 5 individuals.
你就看见这五个是很不一样的人。
But we see these are 5 very different people.
有些是本地的。
Some are local.
有些是海归的。
And some are coming back.
有些是进出来的。
And some just came from near.
有些非洲来的。
And some from Ethiopia.
有些是贵族。
And some who are of nobility.
有些是生意人。
And some who are merchants.
那这样的人，他们能够在一起进食祷告。
But all these they can gather together and fast and pray.
他们能够在一起来服侍神。
And they can serve God together.
这是安提亚的教会。
That is the church in Antioch.
为什么这样？
Why?
因为他们同主的心。
Because they have the same heart with the Lord.
主说我的心是柔和谦卑。
And the Lord says my heart is lowly and meek.
我愿意彼此包容。
And we can have tolerance of patience toward one another.
接受别人的指正和批评。
And we can accept the criticism and judgment of others.
就这样的人他们能够在一起同工。
Therefore they can work together.
主就用这样的人。
And the Lord used such individuals.
不止这些人不在安提亚的教会不止有了话。
Not only did the church in Antioch have the word.
不止有的说有的人。
And they have the men.
而且就有的人就有的心。
And they also have the heart.
这些人是有心的人。
And they are the people with heart to the Lord.
他们肯一同进食祷告侍奉主。
And they fast together and pray to the Lord.
在教会里面你注意看一看。
And you see in the church.
那个参加祷告会的人。
How many individuals would come to the prayer meeting?
你注意看那个参加查经聚会的。
And how many would go to the Bible study?
你看一些主日清早就来祷告的人。
You can see how many would come early in the morning to pray.
你看一些固定参加薄饼聚会的人。
You can see how many will come to bread breaking on a regular basis.
看那些人，你就知道他们是对着主真正有心的人。
When you see those individuals, you know they have a true heart toward the Lord.
教会需要有这样的人。
And the church needs such individuals.
话语把他们建造起来。
The word builds them up.
神把恩赐加在这些人的身上。
And God has given grace and gifts to them.
用主的爱把他们的心夺去。
And God has captivated them by His love.
有的话，有的心，有的人。
And they have the heart, the people and the heart.
圣灵就说话。
And the Holy Spirit will speak.
在安提阿的教会里面有圣灵说话。
And there is the speaking of the word by the Spirit in Antioch.
圣灵要分派巴拉巴和扫罗出去做我招他们所做的工。
And the Spirit says that we will send forth for me Barnabas and Saul for the work where I have called them.
有了圣灵说话的时候就有了神的工作。
When the Spirit speaks, then there is the work of God.
今天有人的工作。
Today there is man's work.
有神的工作。
There is God's work.
我们要单单寻求神的工作。
We have to solely seek after God's work.
怎么会寻明白这是神的工作？
How do we seek to understand this is the work of God?
我们要听见圣灵那微小的声音。
We must hear that gentle whisper of the Spirit.
耶稣基督必定在教会里面做头。
That Jesus Christ will be head of the church.
他有权柄。
He has authority.
他居首位。
And he has taken first place.
借透着圣灵对教会说话。
He speaks to the church through the Holy Spirit.
教会听见了。
And when the church hears the voice,
就知道那个方向,
he, then the church knows the direction,
就知道那个需要,
and knows the need,
就有那个工作,
and then has to work.
所以巴拉巴和扫罗就被分别出来,
therefore, Paul and Barnabas were separated
去做圣灵召他们所做的工,
unto the work whereby they were called by the Holy Spirit.
于是在安提阿的教会有的话有的人,
therefore, in the church in Antioch, they have the word, the man.
有的心, 有的灵,
they have the commitment and the spirit.
结果就有了神的工作。
And then they have the work of God.
有了工作的结果是什么?
And what is the result with the work of God?
有工作的结果就把工人塑造出来。
And as the result of the work of God, they mold for themselves the workers.
这是件挺稀奇的事情。
Now, this is very wonderful.
我们人都有, very strange.
It's very strange.
我们常以为说我们塑造一般的工人,
we think we must first find the workers.
让工人出去做工,
and then the workers would go out and do the work.
这里不是的,
no.
这里是一些教师和先知,
there are some teachers and prophets.
他们从来没有去过 missionary school.
They never went to missionary school.
他们从来没有 missionary training.
They never had missionary training.
现在圣灵把他们送出去,
the Spirit sent them forth.
结果他们就成了神的工人,
and then they become the workers of God.
所以工作来塑造工人,
and therefore the work will mold the worker.
有了神的工作,
you have the work of God.
工人就被磨出来,
and then the workers will come forth.
根据恩赐,
it's according to the gift.
神拣选,
and God's choosing.
神呼召,
God's calling.
神差派,
God will send.
所以你看这两个人出去,
therefore you see these two individuals sent.
他们是慢慢的成长,
and they grow gradually.
第一次出去去哪里?
Where did they go the first time out?
他们去居比路,
and they went to Cyprus.
为什么去居比路?
Why did they go to Cyprus?
他不知道到哪里去,
they don't know where to go.
只知道巴拉巴是从居比路来的,
but they know Barnabas was from Cyprus.
我们回我老家去吧,
let's go back home.
我回到家去有些乡亲的关系,
and so when I go back home, I have some relationship with the villager, the local people.
对环境我比较熟悉,
and I'm more familiar with the situation.
也许我们可以打开一些福音的门,
oh, maybe we can open the door of the gospel there.
就你发觉在居比路没有做什么,
oh, but they didn't do much at Cyprus.
是你得把他们带到, 土耳其的, 中部,
the Spirit led them to central Turkey.
在那个地方,
there,
做一些工作,
they had some work.
在那个地方我们就发觉,
there we discover,
巴拉巴在那里讲道,
Barnabas was preaching,
讲了一点结果都没有,
and there was no result.
最后没有办法,
and they had no other way.
巴拉巴说保罗你来吧,
Barnabas said, Paul, you give it a try.
哦, 结果就根据保罗的恩赐,
and according to the gift of Paul,
他们就得着一些果子,
they are able to gain some fruit.
这是第一次,
this is the first time.
不是顶高明,
it was not very well known.
第二次又出去,
the second time,
你看见一些事实,
you can see.
保罗又在想到试试去哪里呢?
Paul said, where should we go this time?
保罗想去以弗所,
Paul wanted to go to Ephesus.
保罗觉得以弗所是亚细亚省最大的城市。
And Paul felt that Ephesus was the biggest city in Asia Minor.
但是现在保罗长进了,
but now Paul has grown.
圣灵会对他说话,
and the Holy Spirit can speak to him.
圣灵会拦阻他,
and would hinder him.
耶稣的灵可以禁止他,
and the Spirit of the Lord will stop him.
所以借着禁止的结果,
and because of this result,
把他逼到神要他去的方向,
and forced him to the direction which God will send him.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, this is the gradual molding of the worker.
他慢慢在那里成长,
that gradually the worker will grow.
神借着拦阻,
and through all hindrance and obstacles,
神借着许多关了的门,
God will close many doors,
把他带到那唯一开了的门,
and bring him to the only door that was open. Therefore, that was how Paul grew.
许多时候我们觉得说属灵上我们很愚昧,
many times we say spiritually we're very foolish.
我们不知道圣灵怎么带我们,
we don't know how the Holy Spirit will lead us. We know,
神在我们起初学习跟随的时候,
as we first learn to follow,
借着我们那个关闭的门,
it is through those closed doors that God will lead us to the doors that He has opened.
所以碰到关闭的门,
therefore, when we do encounter closed doors, let us not be discouraged.
甚至我们可以祷告,
even to a point we can pray,
求主拦阻我们,
that the Lord will hinder us,
不要犯那任意妄为的罪,
so that we will not commit the sin to do what as we please.
他关门, 他关门,
if He closed the door, let God close the door.
把我们带到开门的地方,
He will lead us to an open door.
你看见保罗在主面前因着他差派出去做工,
you can see that Paul was sent out to work,
越来越成熟,
and the more he grew mature,
越来越明亮,
and he grew more clear.
最后一次他去罗马,
at the end, he went to Rome.
你记得船破掉了,
and then the ship was a shipwreck.
他们大家游泳游到一个小岛上,
and they swam to a small local island.
蛇要咬他,
and the snakes bit them.
那个土人的酋长说, 这个人死定了,
and the native said, this person will surely die.
保罗看了这个蛇,
Paul looked at the snake,
甩一甩,
and then tossed it away.
蛇就丢掉,
and then the snake was thrown away.
那个酋长说什么?
What did the native say?
他是个神,
he is a God.
你看保罗长大了, 是不是?
You can see Paul is mature.
在人的眼里面不一样,
and so he is different in the sight of man.
工作把这个工人塑造起来,
the work has formed the worker.
所以以后他可以写信,
therefore later he can write the epistle.
一直到年老的时候还有功用,
and even in his old age he was still useful.
所以安提阿的教会,
therefore the church in Antioch,
众水齐发,
and then they were many waters breaking
因为,
forth.
因为他们有话,
because they have the word.
因为他们有人,
they have the men.
因为他们有心,
they have the commitment.
因为他们有灵,
and they have the spirit.
因为他们有工作,
they have the work.
因为他们有工人,
because they have the workers.
有这样的一个教会,
and we have such a church.
丰丰富富,
it's abundant.
就是为了主一直出去, 一直出去, 一直出去,
continue to send forth and go forth for the Lord.
还有两个教会,
two more church.
菲利比我们稍微说一点吧,
now the next slide will somewhat touch on Philippi.
我们不读圣经了, 第16章, 弟兄姊妹都熟悉,
we won't go into the scriptures. You're familiar with chapter 16.
保罗第二次出去,
the second time Paul went out,
他心里面只有一个目标, 就是以弗所,
now he only had one goal in mind, and that's Ephesus.
原谅我把衣服宽一下, oh. 保罗一心要去以弗所,
Paul had his heart set on going to Ephesus.
因为以弗所是亚细亚省最大的城市,
because Ephesus was the biggest city in Asia.
以弗所有最大的神庙,
and it had the greatest temple there.
他们敬奉戴安娜这个女神,
and they worshipped the goddess Diana there.
那实在是仇敌黑暗权势的一个中心,
and it is a central point of the power of darkness of the enemy there.
保罗知道他要把福音带到那里去,
and Paul knew, and he wanted to bring the gospel there.
他心里面只有这一个目标,
and he had this goal in mind.
为什么这样?
Why?
因为保罗是一个亚洲人,
because Paul was from Asia,
他在大树长大,
and he grew up in Tarsus,
受了希腊教育,
and he grew up with the Greek philosophy,
但是确实在耶路撒冷受教,
but he was taught in Jerusalem,
得到他旧约的训练,
and he was trained in the law in Jerusalem.
所以在保罗的思想里头,
therefore in the mind of Paul,
所有的事情他能够想到的就是亚洲,
all he thought was Asia.
他讲到主耶稣说到地级, 他就想到 亚洲最远的地方就是以弗所。
When he thought of the uttermost part of the earth in Asia, to him was Ephesus.
我没有一个地图，有地图就给弟兄姊妹看见。
I don't have a map, but on the map, brothers and sisters can see.
从耶路撒冷，从安提阿。
From Jerusalem to Antioch.
去到亚洲的边边就是以弗所。
To the edge of Asia is Ephesus.
当时保罗的思想就是这样。
That was the mindset of Paul at that time.
所以他一心要去，就去以弗所。
So he had his mind set on going to Ephesus.
结果神把他逼到特洛亚。
But God forced him to Troas.
到了特洛亚，他来到亚洲的最西边。
And then when he was in Troas, he was at the west side of Asia.
他不知道往哪里去。
He didn't know where to go.
他要去的地方，神都把门都关了。
And God closed all the doors.
我们可以想象到保罗在特洛亚的海边上。
We can see by the seaside of Troas.
看着太阳从海里面落下去。
He saw the sun setting in this ocean.
他在走来走去。
And he's going back and forth.
垂头丧气的叹息。
And he was sighing in discouragement.
走投无路。
He had nowhere to go.
主让我感动出来做工。
And the Lord moved him to come and work.
我现在没有路可以走。
Now I have nowhere to go.
就这种情形之下。
Under that situation.
神在异象中对他说。
God spoke to him in a vision.
到马其顿去。
Go to Macedonia.
保罗的心马上就打开了。
The heart of Paul was open.
保罗马上就明白。
And Paul understood.
他现在知道直到地极是什么意思。
Now I know what it means to the uttermost part of the earth.
所以圣经说他立刻就开船，我从特洛亚过到马其顿去。
So the Bible records for us he sailed from Macedonia to from Troas to Macedonia.
来到马其顿的头一个城就是腓立比。
And the first city he arrived at was at Philippi.
这是罗马人的一个住房城。
Now, this was also a colony of the Rome.
也就是说这个城是在马其顿这个省里面。
Philippi was a colony in the first city in Macedonia.
这是一个在马其顿这个省里面的一个城市。
This is a colony in the city of Macedonia.
但是不归马其顿的省长管理。
But it was not under the rule of the governor of Macedonia.
是由罗马直接管理。
It was governed by Rome directly.
所以被称为罗马的住房城或者殖民地。
Therefore, it is called a colony there.
因此住在里面的人多数都是罗马公民。
Therefore, most of those who are dwelling in the city here are Roman citizens.
是罗马派出来的军人。
They are the soldiers sent by the Rome.
因此在这城里面就没有犹太人的会堂。
Therefore, there was no synagogues.Of the Jews in the city.
保罗来到这个地方。
Paul came to this place.
没有地方可以去。
He had nowhere to go.
我听见有些妇女在城外河边上在那里祷告。
He heard some women praying by the river outside the city.
他就去他们的祷告会。
So he went to their prayer meeting.
从那里开始传福音。
And there he started to preach the gospel.
你就知道使徒行传16章的故事。
And we know the story of Acts chapter 16.
在这一章圣经里面。
And in this chapter.
说的腓立比有三家人得救了。
And we see there are three households that were saved in Philippi here.
弟兄姊妹请注意
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
这是保罗从亚洲到欧洲去登陆了。
Now, Paul was from Europe. He set a foot now in Asia.
进到第一个城市叫做腓立比。
Now, the first city he went into was Philippi.
这样要建立一个教会。
And there he is to establish a church.
这个教会成功或者失败呢？
Now, whether this church was successful or a failure,
关系到他前面的路。
Has to do with his path ahead.
或者换一句话说。
In other words,
保罗这待到欧洲第一个城里面
This is the first city he set foot on in Europe.
他一定要成功地建立一个教会。
He must successfully establish the first church there.
他若是失败了
If he failed,
他就不如夹着尾巴狼狈地回去吧。
Then he will just go back in discouragement where he came from.
你记得1944年6月6号
You know, June 6, 1944.
盟军在诺曼底登陆。
The Allied forces set foot on Normandy.
从英伦三岛进攻欧洲大陆。
And they were the forces met there to attack Europe from Normandy.
那是登陆能够失败吗？
Now can they fail in that time?
若是失败，他们就回家了。
If they fail, they had to go home.
所以一定要成功。
So they must succeed.
因为只有成功了，才能够打造希特勒的本家叫什么？柏林
Now that they must be successful so to take Normandy so they can go that route to Berlin of Hitler's headquarters.
所以保罗这次上登陆也是一样。
Therefore, it is the same situation for Paul here as he set foot on the land.
他现在心思已经开了。
Now, his mind is open.
他已经明白了。
He understands.
直到地极是要到罗马。
To the utmost part of the world is to Rome.
那是帝国，罗马帝国的首都。
That is the capital of the Roman Empire.
他以后写罗马书，他也明白了。
Later, when he wrote the Book of Romans, he understood.
从罗马，他要到西班牙。
And so from Rome, he went to Spain.
所以他的心思已经完全打开了。
So his heart is completely open.
为了这个，他到腓立比要建立第一个教会。
Therefore, here in Philippi, he must establish the first church.
所以我说，这是他的探头阵地。
Therefore, this is his thermometer.
他不。 His beachhead city.
His beachhead city.
他只能够成功，不能失败。
He must succeed and not fail.
就在城里面被人抓起来。
He was arrested.
被放在监里面。
And he was imprisoned.
但结果经过这些难处。
But all these hardships.
他得着三家人。
He gained three households.
这三家人却有能力的为主做见证。
And these three households were powerful in the testimony of the Lord.
就从腓立比，保罗能够继续往前面去。
And from Philippi, Paul was able to go forward.
这三家人是谁呢？
Who are these three households?
第一个是吕底亚一家。
The first one was Lydia and her household.
她是一个有钱的妇人。
She was a wealthy woman.
卖紫色的木屯的。
And she sold a purple dye.
她忠心的侍奉神。
And she served the Lord faithfully.
第二个是 一个女奴,
and the second one was a female slave.
一个女孩子，一个奴隶,
and then she was a female and a slave.
她被鬼附了,
and she was demon possessed.
保罗医治了她,
Paul healed her.
结果她的生命改变了,
and changed her life.
第三个就是那个腓立比的狱卒,
and the third one was the prison guard in Philippi.
这个人因保罗的帮助,
this person, because of Paul's help,
全家得救了,
his whole household was saved.
圣经说他信了主, 充满了喜乐,
and the scriptures record he believed in the Lord and he was filled with joy.
一个是有钱的妇人,
first was a wealthy woman.
一个是社会地位很低的奴隶,
and the other one was one of a low position in society, a slave.
第三个是 中等阶级的一个小市政府的小官员。
And the third one was of the middle class, a small government official.
弟兄姊妹，你就要建立一个只能成功不能失败的教会。
Brothers and sisters, if you were to establish a church that must succeed and not fail,
凭着这样的三家人,
according to these three households,
你想你能够做得到吗？
Do you think you can succeed with those three households?
我想很难。
I think it's very difficult.
我会很害怕。
I would be afraid.
但是保罗借了这样三家人,
but Paul, through these three households,
神的教会在腓立比就建立起来。
God's church in Philippi was established.
为什么？
Why?
因为这三家人所表现的见证是蛮有能力的。
Because the testimony that was manifested by these three households were powerful.
吕底亚一家,
Lydia's household,
他们是有见证。
They have a testimony.
因为他信主,
she believed in the Lord,
因为他忠心,
and she was faithful,
他就服侍,
and she served.
那个女奴这是代表的家。
And for the female slave, she represented a household.
鬼被赶出去,
and the demons were cast out.
生命改变,
her life was transformed.
她的主人不能够靠她在牟利,
and her owner cannot try to get gains through her anymore.
我们知道这个奴隶,
and we know the slave is no longer the same.
她的生活改变的见证是那样的有能力。
The testimony of her transformed life is so powerful.
那一个狱卒,
and the prison guard,
请注意他的监狱的门都垮掉了。
Pay attention, the gates to the prison were fallen.
第二天他要给他的老板，他的supervisor解释这个事情。
And he had to explain this to his supervisor the next day.
为什么监狱门会打开？
Now, why were the gates to the prison open?
为什么这些囚犯都锁链都解开了？
And now all the chains of the prisoners were loose.
他说不定会被解职。
Perhaps he would be fired.
他说不定还要赔偿。
Perhaps he would have to
compense.
He has so much difficulty.
有未知的明天,
and he is still worried about tomorrow.
但圣经却这样说,
but the Bible says,
他和他全家因为信了神都很喜乐。
But he and his household believed in the Lord and they were in joy.
他的喜乐成为他的见证。
And his joy became his testimony.
这样子服事的见证,
there is the testimony of service.
因为他里面的信心
because of her faith,
就胜过他外面的财富
has overcome her wealth without.
在这里有一个女奴
and now there's this female slave,
因为他里面得到释放
because she was set free within.
他就能够胜过他外面的捆绑
she able to overcome her bondage
without. 在这里有一个狱卒
and now there's this prison guard,
因为他里面的喜乐
because there's joy within.
他能胜过外面的难处
he was able to overcome the difficulty without.
在这里有一个保罗
now there's this Paul,
因为他里面的呼召
because of his calling within.
他就胜过环境上所有的
He was able to overcome all the hindrances without.
他的同工都看见。
And all his co-workers saw.
所以他把提摩太和路加留在那儿。
So he kept Timothy and Luke there.
他跟希拉继续往前面去。
And he went forth with Silas.
这些人在那里靠他们见证主的结果。
And these people, according to his testimony there,
腓立比的教会被建立起来。
Because of the testimony, the church in Philippi grew.
我们去读腓立比书。
When we read Philippians,
你就看见是多么美丽的一个教会。
We can see what a beautiful church is.
因为他们的见证满了能力。
Because their testimony is filled with power.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这是西底街那一支。
And this is the river Hideko.
第四个教会是帖撒罗尼迦。
And the third church is Thessalonica.
保罗在那里停了三个安息日。
And then this is the third trip of Paul.
保罗在那里停了三个安息日。
He's remained there three Sabbath days.
因为犹太人的妒忌。
Because the Jews were envious of him.
他不能不离开那个地方。
He must leave Thessalonica.
但是有一些弟兄姊妹信了主。
But there are some brothers and sisters who believe in the Lord.
他心里面惦记他们。
And then
在心里面惦记着，
And he was concerned remembering them.
所以等了又等，等了又等。
And he waited and waited.
最后实在忍不住。
And he could not wait anymore.
所以他就写了一封信给他们。
He wrote a letter to them.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书里面。
In 1 Thessalonians.
就说到这些教会。
It speaks of this church here.
成了所有信主之人的榜样。
And they have become examples to all those who believe upon the Lord.
保罗在那里不过三个星期的时间。
Now Paul only remained three Sabbaths there.
但是他们却成了所有信主之人的榜样。
They have become examples to all those who are abroad.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章的第八节。
And 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 8.
说为什么他们成为榜样呢？
Why are they an example?
因为主的道从你们那里已经传扬出来。
Because you have sounded out the word of the Lord.
第二。
Secondly.
你们向神的信心也在各处传开去了。
And also in every place your faith to God's word is spread abroad.
所以在这里就看见他们做榜样的原因。
Therefore we can see the reason that they were made examples.
第一个他们传福音。
First they preached the word.
所以主的道从他们那里传播出去。
So the word of the Lord was sounded from them.
第二个他们的信心。
Second of their faith.
在传福音的过程中间也传扬出传传开去了。
And also the result of the faith toward God was spread abroad.
所以第二个重词是 spread, 是传播传开传播出去传传播出去。
Therefore they spread abroad their faith.
What's the first word? 传扬。
Sounded out.
Sounded out, 哦这个翻得好。所以你注意到这里传扬和传播是两个不同的动词。
Therefore, you can see two different actions. One is a sounding out and then a spreading abroad.
神的道是传扬出去。
The word of God is to be sounded out.
这个字的意思是好像那个钟楼上的钟。
And this word means just like the bell on the bell tower.
要敲钟的时候。
When you clang on the tower, the bell.
你要用力敲。
You have to use your strength to hit the bell.
让钟声能够传得很远。
And then the bell can sound out.
所以这是用这个字。
So this is the word used here.
帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姊妹们。
The Thessalonian brethren.
他们用力的敲钟。
They used their strength to strike the bell.
让主的道能够传得远。
So the word of the Lord can be sounded out.
这样他们是做榜样。
And then their example.
但当他们在传福音的时候。
But when they preach the gospel.
不单单是用他们的嘴。
Not only to use their lips.
他们有他们的生命作为他们的后盾。
But they have their life as the shield of rear guard.
因为这里说他们的信心在各处传播开了。
And it says their faith toward God has been spread abroad.
传播这个字。
Now this word spread abroad.
说一朵花。
It speaks of a flower.
成熟了。
It has matured.
就慢慢的自然的打开来。
And it is blooming and spreading forth.
当一打开来的时候。
And when it's spreading forth.
它里面的香味。
And you can see the fragrance of the flower.
虽然无声无息。
Even though it is soundless.
却传播出来。
But the fragrance of the flower spreading forth.
他们用力的敲钟。
So they used their strength to strike the bell.
传福音。
To preach the gospel.
但他们的信心,
and their faith,
好像花香一样,
it's like the fragrance of the flower,
静静的,
that emits,
默默的,
silently,
传布出去,
will spread forth.
因为这样子,
because of that,
他们成为所有信主之人的榜样,
they have become examples to all those who believe.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
这是一个榜样的教会,
this is a church of an example.
那第三节,
the third verse,
保罗说到这些人,
when Paul speaks of them,
保罗纪念他们信心所做的功夫,
Paul remembers them without ceasing their work or faith,
他们爱心所受的劳苦,
their labor of love,
他盼望主所存的忍耐,
and the patience of hope in the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是一般离弃偶像归向神,
and this is a group of people who forsook the idols toward God,
又服侍又真又活的神,
to serve the living and true God,
而等候主耶稣从天降临的一般人,
and the group who wait for his son to come from heaven,
他们成了榜样,
and they have become an example,
他们是我们的榜样,
and they are our example,
愿意我们努力地把神的道传播出去,
and may we diligently will sound out the word of God,
也让我们有我们信心做基督的馨香传,
and our faith can be spread abroad with the fragrance of Christ. And so our faith, there is works. And our love has labor. And because of the Lord's hope that we will have patience toward all difficulty, until the Lord returns quickly. The Holy Spirit will do the work of Jerusalem upon us. And He will do the work of Antioch upon us. And He will do the work of Philippi upon us. And also the work of Thessalonica upon us. And for the brethren in the Bay Area, so that we can be examples of those who believe in our in the Bay Area. We cannot rely on ourselves. We can only solely rely on the river of the Spirit flowing unto us, so that it would become rivers of living water within us, and so that we are those who enjoy the water of life, and that the Lord will work upon us to mold us into each one of us a tree of life. Now my words are not finished, but the Holy Spirit will continue to speak. Now, I will leave the slides in the computer.
弟兄姊妹觉得有用的,
if brothers and sisters find it useful, you can copy.
重要的,
but what is important, we all return to the Word of God. We can see how God prepares for Himself His bride, and that is the Church of Christ. And when we commit ourselves to His hand,
在新年里头,
in the new year,
求主塑造我们,
may the Lord mold us,
圣灵坐在我们个人的身上,
that the Holy Spirit will work individually upon us,
圣灵也坐在我们全教会的里面,
and that the Holy Spirit will also work corporately in the church,
催促主的再来,
that we would hasten the Lord's return,
像圣经结束的地方说,
as the scripture ends and says,
主耶稣啊, 愿你快来,
Lord Jesus, come quickly,
请我们祷告,
let us pray. Lord, I pray that you will keep your own word.
谢谢主,
Lord, we thank you that you have given us this chance to fellowship in this way.
说得不合宜的地方,
anything that was spoken inappropriately,
求主赦免,
Lord, I ask for your forgiveness.
也求主把这些话从人的心中除去,
and Lord, we ask that you also remove these words from the heart of man.
主你看为有用的话,
but Lord, words that are useful to you,
就求你把它存在人的心中,
may you keep those words in our hearts.
圣灵继续的教导,
and the Holy Spirit continue to teach,
让我们长大,
so that we will grow,
让我们被你塑造,
so that we will be molded by you,
让教会被你建立,
and that the church will be built by you,
见证越为明亮,
and that our testimony will be clear and bright,
让主你自己在宝座上满足,
and so that Lord, while you will be satisfied on the throne,
让你得着一切的荣耀,
that you will gain all the glory,
我们敬拜你,
we worship thee,
奉主耶稣的名祷告,
we pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.